This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
Welcome, everybody, to Non Sequitur. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We are starting on time for once. We have both parties in the call, so we are good to go. Thank you very much, Aaron and Jaronism, both for joining us. Welcome, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
I think we're going to have an interesting discussion. And if anybody watched last night, I hope that you have recovered, and we are very sorry for that.
But that was a grueling ordeal, not going to front. A grueling ordeal for 3 hours, but yeah. Well worth it for Red's Rhetoric's fundraiser.
Yeah, we wish him well, and the other guys too. But thank you for joining us and for your support. We appreciate it. We're on the cusp of 5K, so that's really exciting, and that is all due to your support, and we couldn't do it without you. So first of all, we wanted to thank you for that. I'm going to turn it over to Steve to introduce the topic and then let the guys introduce themselves.
These guys actually need no introduction. I mean, we've had them on a few times. Aaron's been on a couple times. Darren has been on a couple times. However, if you don't know who they are, we're going to allow them to briefly give a brief description about themselves and what their take is on the whole battlefield flat earth controversy, which I use the term loosely. But Jaronism, welcome back, first of all. And if you want to kind of explain to the audience who you are and your position on this, and then we'll just go to Aaron and then take it from there.
All right. Well, thank you for having me again. Hello, Aaron. So I'm Jaron. My channel is Jaronism. Everybody knows that. Hated by many, despised by more. I think that I'm due a Nobel Prize, though, soon, because I'm the one person who is bringing science and religion together in their hate for me. So, and what I say, because my beliefs are my own. I believe what I do based on my own research. I used to believe in religion that I was raised under, and then I was able, despite that difficulty, to break from religion, and I became an atheist and a believer and backer of science. And so I wanted to be someone that was going to help other people find their way out of religious belief. But as I researched and studied more of the science, I started seeing signs that science followers were following a religion. And as the year or two after that, continuous research revealed that men are liars, and to trust them is futile. Is you know, it's the worst thing you can do. And I know Eddie Bravo the other night said something that I think describes my position to a T. He said he would rather be considered and called an idiot and a moron for not trusting liars than to be a traitor for defending them. And that's absolutely my position. And so as far as the flat earth debate goes, clearly I have an issue with the heliocentric model. I do think it is a gigantic lie that has been told for I don't know how many years, maybe 500, 400, and that people have fallen for it due to indoctrination, due to education. And so, you know, I'm trying to get that out there, and I just wish that people could all get along and see that other people do have different opinions. And so it's okay to look into things without just calling others names. And that's basically most of the defending I get of the heliocentric model is just to be called a moron and I'm idiotic. And that's fine. That just doesn't do much for their position, as it just is kind of more fuel to the fire. But that's basically me.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Aaron, how about you want to give 1 or 2 minutes to tell people about yourself and your position on this?
Okay, well, I don't need that much time, I don't think. But my name is Aaron Ra. I'm Southwest Regional Director of American Atheists, Director of the Phylogeny Explorer Project, author of Foundational Falsehoods of Creationism, producer of Living Science Lessons Biology videos. And if you like what I do, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/ARONRA. I've done a lot of travel, and so if it were ever possible for me to have believed in a flat Earth, it would not be possible now. Not now that I've been to so much of it. And so we're going to be talking to Jaronism about how he came to this conclusion and how he managed to overlook everything I've seen so far.
Okay, short and to the point. So Jaronism, why don't you start us off? I think that if maybe you want to provide Aaron with some of your leading arguments for your position that you believe that the Earth is flat, and then maybe he can kind of address them point by point.
Sure. Well, I guess I would start off with a quote by George Ellis, who's I'm sure you know who he is, mainstream physicist, probably top 10 in the world. I don't know, somewhere around there. And never heard of George Ellis?
Okay, go ahead.
He said that, he's talking about he can construct a spherically symmetrical universe with the Earth at its center, and that through observations, it would be impossible to disprove that. And he says what he wants to get out in the open is the fact that a lot of cosmology tries to hide that they're using philosophical ideas to create their models. And he said that's fine by him, but he just feels like he needs to get out that a lot of cosmology tries to hide that. So when you hear that as a backer of science, that a science, cosmology, is trying to hide something from people, shouldn't that be an eye-opening quote to why would there be a scientific enterprise like cosmology that is a lot? He said a lot of cosmology tries to hide the fact that their models are based on philosophical criteria. That to me was a big eye opener.
Yeah, the two ways that I would address that is, one, it's bullshit. Two, he's lying. I mean, it's easy to disprove a model like that is inconsistent with every other model, with everything else we see, obviously is going to be a problem. Now, I've understood, and I've seen this documented by people who are pro-science, that if you can defend almost any one of the arguments for a flat Earth, as long as you isolate it to that one argument and don't observe anything else. But once you begin to observe other things, well, then everything comes apart. I mean, for example, I'm interested in what model you have. What is it that you're embracing so that we can examine what's wrong with it?
Well, I think that to put everything onto me as to what the flat Earth is, how it works, how it all operates, when obviously I haven't had nearly the amount of study.
Have you had enough to convince you that the Earth is flat?
I'd had enough.
And you said your beliefs are your own, are they not?
They are. I was going to answer.
And you've had a reason enough for you to believe. So tell me what the reason is that you believe in, what the model is that you believe in.
And I believe that the globe is a complete and total lie, that it does not match observations, that it's completely against every sense that we have. To believe that you can see 25 trillion miles is an insane belief. To think that you're spinning on a ball at a certain speed, flying through space at 66,000 miles per hour around a sun that's 1.3 million times as big as the Earth, that is an insane belief.
The entire argument is that all of the available data is incredulous, and that's it. You don't have a model?
Sure, I have an idea of what I think the Earth is shaped. I think it's a plane. It's a plane of existence. It's got peaks and valleys, ocean floors, and tall mountains.
So is it an eternal plane?
No, I wouldn't say so. No. No, I'd say it ends at a certain point.
So do you have a reason to believe that it is either a finite or eternal plane?
Because water shows me that it doesn't curve. You know, granted, I understand the global mindset that water's pulled to the center. But there's no evidence of that. There's no evidence of things attracting things to the center of anything. There's no evidence.
There's no evidence that water would be level in a finite measurement?
On a globe?
On anything. Flat Earth, round Earth, the water would be level, right?
Water's level, correct.
Okay. And even on a globe, if we're only going to measure 6 to 8 inches of it, then water's going to be level, right?
Correct.
Okay. And it doesn't matter if you're in an airplane or on a mountain or on any part of the globe, it would still be level that few inches, right?
Sure. Yeah, I guess okay. It would be.
So when you're standing about... in a position, when you're standing in a position wherein, and I know you've got to have heard this before, and I'm stunned at how you don't have a counter argument for these, or you don't have a model to establish the counter argument for these.
For what?
When you're standing on a shore and you watch the masts of a ship disappear last, or when you're on a ship and you're approaching the shore and you watch the top of the lighthouse first before you see the base of it, or when you're in a car. And when you're driving along and you see the top of the mountain first, and the mountain rises as you get closer in the globe, and you can see more of the mountain as it rises before. You can see the globe of the Earth just on a road trip. You don't even have to be in an airplane. So how is it that you not see this? How do you account for these?
I would ask the same question back. How have you not seen the evidence that boats do not go over the curve? That there's
because
clearly...
I have seen the evidence of the boats going over the curve. So I can't see the evidence of the not evidence that I have seen.
So which videos have you seen that show a boat going over the curve?
Not just videos, my own eyes. I was recently on a road trip, across Iceland, and I was noticing, because I was going to talk to a flat earther soon, so I just made note in my mind that I've seen this mountain before as I approach it. I'm an hour away from it or so, and I just watch the tip of it, and we point out, look how much of the mountain is there that we still can't see because it's still under the curve of the Earth. And as, of course, as we drive toward it, we see more and more of it. And same thing when I lived in Washington State. Mount Rainier is an enormous volcano, and you can only see the tip of it from Washington, from Seattle, but as you can get closer to the border with Oregon, you see the whole mountain. And so it's amazing that you can drive towards something for so long and just see a little bit more and more of it, but it's always on your horizon, it seems, because it's so enormous.
Do things get smaller with distance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so something is smaller in the distance than it is when you're close to it.
Except when you can't see the base of it, and you know the base is there, and you've already seen the base because you were there yesterday, and you have to wait then for the curve of the Earth to reveal that base.
Yeah, I totally disagree. I don't think that's
okay,
what you're
saying.
Okay,
so you disagree because you disagree, but you have to have a model that explains the observation.
That is the observation.
That is the evidence that the Earth is a globe. So how do you counter that evidence?
Okay, so I told you, if you go look at other evidence, I guess you're looking at the wrong videos to see that clearly.
I'm not talking about
see...
videos. I'm talking about my own eyes.
And my own eyes have gone to the beach, and I've looked out at boats that are going out into the distance. And if you zoom into them with your camera, after they've disappeared from your eye, you can bring those back up into view. Okay, well, I'm telling you I've seen it.
And I'm telling you haven't.
Okay, well then.
you can't do that, therefore you haven't done it.
I have done it.
Well, you haven't done it.
Okay.
Because you can't do it.
Well, and this
but
is
if you
why
have
I challenge...
done it and you could do it, then you'd be able to give a demonstration of that. But what we have in fact seen is the very thing that I've just described to you. When you watch the masts of the ship disappear, you see the ship disappear before the masts do. This is a common observation that's seen for hundreds of years, and I've seen it myself.
Right.
And
so
top of the lighthouse first, and then you see the base of it, just like the mountain I told you. You see the top of the mountain first, then you see the base of it as you get closer. These are the common observations.
Okay, so
how does your model account for those?
Okay, so atmosphere causes distortion in anything, right? So if you've got a variable atmosphere above the water, then that's going to cause distortion in whatever you're looking at. So if you're at the beach and you're looking out at the water, the most amount of this distortion will be right at the level of the water.
Even when you're not on the water, when you're driving across Iceland and there's no snow on the ground,
the higher you get, you still can't see
the base of the mountain because of the curvature of the Earth. Or when you're crossing Washington State in the springtime, and again, there's no snow on the ground, so there's no distortion, and you know what the base of the mountain looks like, yet you can't see it because it's still below the curve of the Earth.
Yeah, so anything in the distance is going to be lower than where you're observing it because you're looking through the most amount of atmosphere. No, well, that's your opinion, but do you think
So you're saying that the appearance of a curve is because it's in a distance, so anything that is in a distance is going to disappear below what is actually the curve. So you interpret the curve as being a flatness with a distortion in the atmosphere. So
correct.
Okay. So any evidence I give you that you're gonna try to explain away. So what was the reason that made you think that Earth is flat? I mean, how can that even be flat?
Okay. So it started.
There's
got
to be a way for that to happen. With a spherical Earth, we have gravity that explains it. We can see weightless drops of water where they are suddenly curved. And when they free fall, they become spheres. Same thing is happening with all the planets around us.
Okay, so do these globes of water that you're describing, do they join together and create a larger ball of water, or do they just float freely?
Usually they float freely, but if they collide with each other for whatever reason, if they're somehow crossing paths, then they'll do as planets do and behave as liquids and join together.
But if you were to dump a bunch of Skittles in the ISS, for example, they will just go everywhere. They won't. There's nothing pulling them to any center. There's no attracting force calling them to be a sphere. They just float.
Gravity,
out, right?
Gravity is a very weak force, so you need to have a substantial body in order to have an appreciable amount of gravity.
So if you were weak force that holds trillions of pounds of ocean water
compared
to the ground.
Compared to the nuclear forces, yes, and the electromagnetic force, yes. Gravity is, by comparison, much weaker than them, but ultimately governs everything. So when we look at other planets, and I often like to bring up, you know, the moon of Miranda, which is around Neptune, I think. I mean, that is a sphere. You accept that that is a sphere, right?
No.
Okay, so what is the moon Miranda?
The moon Miranda?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is the moon Miranda?
Yeah, Neptune has. Is there a Neptune in your universe?
Sure.
Okay.
As a planet?
And is Neptune a planet?
Yeah, it depends what you're describing.
It's not a cardboard cutout made by the conspiracy, right? I mean, it's an actual planet, right?
You mean like a physical planet that people can go to and stand on and walk on?
Is it a supernatural planet? Of course it's a physical planet. Yes, is it a planet?
No, it's not. Of course it's a physical. You're assuming that.
Is there another option?
Sure, it's a light in the sky. How about that?
A light in the sky.
Sure.
A light in the sky that has a polar aurora?
Sure.
A light in the sky can have a polar aurora?
I have no doubt that it does. Yeah, sure.
Okay. A light in the sky that's 70,000 miles across and spherical?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I never said that. I certainly don't believe
that. So describe this light in the sky then, because what I'm seeing is, you know, a physical planet, and it has moons around it, several of them.
Okay.
You accept that planets exist?
Well, I want to ask first if you've seen that.
Yes.
You've seen moons around Neptune?
No, I've seen moons around Saturn.
Okay, but you just said Neptune.
Yes, I was talking about Neptune, but I've also seen the moons around. I've seen two of the moons around Saturn.
From a telescope?
Yes.
What telescope?
A very large telescope that one of my friends had. I could never get my own telescope. My own telescopes were never that big, but he had one of those ridiculous, broad, giant $4,000 things. And so, yes, I was able to see not only Saturn and its rings, but two of its moons.
Okay. I don't know if that's true, but I have not personally heard of anyone saying that they've seen Saturn's moons. But I have seen, I myself have seen Jupiter's moons with a camera. So I know that's...
So you accept that there are planets?
That there are things in the sky, yes. That they're as big as they tell
you? These things in the sky, are they large gas giant spheres?
No.
Okay, I don't believe. What are they?
I don't know. I mean, to
okay, so you don't know what they are, but you know what they're not.
Correct.
And how do you know what they're not?
Because what they had to do was teach us in a way that is, you know, it's an indoctrinating way that they took control of these, you know, these books, these, you know, textbooks. They put this in there and they've called people who study them really closely and become proficient in those texts. They give them PhDs like Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's never been there. He's never been to anywhere in the universe.
So you don't do any study of astronomy whatsoever.
But what do you mean? Look into it. What do you mean?
You look through a telescope once, but you don't do any astronomy whatsoever. You haven't charted the motions of these planets, which I'm sure you know was a huge problem for Kepler and others, right? The motions that these planets make and how to calculate them. You understand that was a problem, right?
They have the same data as from the Almagest. So to say that they were observing or Copernicus was observing those things is probably not the case.
They were hallucinating?
They copied it. They copied the data.
So Kepler and others that were trying to chart these and I forget what his name is now.
Tycho
Brahe. And I mean, when they compare their data, right, and they're getting their own data and they're comparing to make sure that they get their figures right, they're just copying each other and they're just copying some older guy. They're making their own observations. You understand? They're making their own observations, right?
Their observations match identically to the Almagest, which was 1,500 years earlier. So, no, I don't
Except
think
that
they
don't, because they're still trying to make their own observations of the motions of planets, including planets that hadn't been discovered yet and have only since been discovered, only in the last 300 years or so. So now they're adding planets that weren't even on the charts before, and they're still marking their – what?
Who added planets? Copernicus added planets?
Do you know nothing of history either?
When
do you think that they discovered Pluto, for example? I mean, Pluto was discovered, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, something like that?
Okay, so I asked you about Copernicus, and you said he was adding planets that weren't there in the 1500s.
I didn't say that Copernicus himself was adding planets. I'm saying that the people doing the studies are discovering other planets that hadn't been discovered, like in ancient Greece or whatever. It wasn't the same data because they only knew about what 2,000 years ago, and they only knew about like four planets.
But I said that they Copernicus and them copied from another text, Almagest. And then you said, no, they didn't because they added planets.
Was Pluto in Almagest?
Nope. And it wasn't in Copernicus's work either.
Then they weren't copying it, were they?
That makes no sense.
If they discover a planet after Almagest, then it couldn't have been there, right?
And so Copernicus's work did not include Pluto, and neither did the Almagest.
Okay. He wasn't saying that it did include that. What he's saying is that science since then have introduced
because
other
they're making
planets.
Their own independent observations, and in so doing, they discover more than the original four planets. Now they have more.
Okay, sure, gotcha.
Okay, so I mean, obviously, they're not just copying each other.
Okay.
So how do you? I don't know. I don't know where to go with this. The entirety of your argument can't be that you don't trust anything anybody says, and incredulity. You don't know, but you know it's not. You know more than the experts without knowing anything. That can't be your position.
Okay, well, my position is that these so-called experts are simply given that title because they read very carefully and are proficient in repeating what is in the textbooks.
When they make independent observations, as we've just established.
Okay, so they've made these independent observations of lights in the sky.
Okay, right? And these lights in the sky, for example, I mean, like, let's look at the confirmation of Einstein's relativity back in like 1911 or 1931, something like that, where relativity had predicted that you would be able to see a distortion during the eclipse. You'd be able to see stars that you shouldn't have been able to see otherwise, and they actually verified that in the 1930s. Or is that part of the Great Conspiracy, too?
Well, have you verified that?
I wasn't there in 1931.
Okay, so you're going to trust...
But I was there less than a year ago, standing under a full solar eclipse in, I think it's North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to
so
go with
you,
that...
Sure, did you notice a temperature drop when you...
Yes.
Okay, so now when you watch a sunset, and the sun sets behind the curvature of the Earth, as you might say, why is there no temperature drop?
There is.
No, there's not. It's been
tested. Yes, there is.
Okay, there's maybe a half a degree.
It depends on where you live. If you're in the desert, it drops immediately.
Okay, but how much? Because during the eclipse, it drops
quite a bit. I've lived in the desert. Real quick, if I may, if either you gentlemen think that you're being interrupted or have anything needing mod control, feel free to ask me or Kyle at any time. I'm just letting this have a free-form discussion between you two, and I figured you can either one of you can stop at any time and say, hey, can I get a little bit of mod control? Okay.
Yeah, well, we need to have a model. We can't the argument can't just be that you don't trust anything anybody says, even when I'm providing my own eyewitness accounts. It can't just be that. You have to have some kind of model that we can explore. So, what is it?
Well, the model is that the Earth is a plane, and that
it's a finite plane.
It's a finite plane. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know where it
case,
ends.
We then have to jump to the other questions that I asked you about.
And I was going to answer that.
Okay.
So you asked earlier about what it was that made me think that the Earth could be flat. And it started with being interested in looking into it and saying, well, you can't possibly fly around the Earth. I've flown around the world. My wife's gone east and gone all the way to Germany from the United States. I've gone west and gone to the Philippines. So I said, this clearly can't be the case. It cannot be flat. I tried to debunk it like everyone has. And then I looked into it and said, well, let me look at circumnavigation. North-south. That was the first thing I wanted to see. So, circumnavigation north-south because it can't exist on this map that everyone shows, the FE map or the AE map. So when I went looking, I saw some guy. His name was ZQ Pilot. He's on Facebook. You can go look him up. He was going to set the record for the fastest plane journey, north-south circumnavigation. So he had his little plan lined up. I watched it live. I didn't watch till he got to Brazil. But he flew from North Carolina to Brazil, and then he was supposed to go Brazil to New Zealand. He went Brazil to the 90-degree mark, turned around and went back to Brazil, then went from Brazil to New Zealand, New Zealand to Alaska, to the North Pole, and back to North Carolina. So I said, oh, that's too bad. I guess he's not going to get the record. He certainly didn't circumnavigate. Look it up. He was given the record for circumnavigation, even though he went from Brazil to South Pole, turned around, came back and said the weather was too crazy over there. He couldn't go across the South Pole.
He went from Brazil to the South Pole. And where was his first position?
He started in North Carolina.
Started in North Carolina, and that doesn't qualify?
He went from North Carolina to Brazil, then Brazil to the South Pole, turned around and went back to Brazil. Okay. Then went Brazil to North Brazil to New Zealand. Okay. Then New Zealand to Alaska, and Alaska to the North Pole.
Were you expecting him to cross the pole?
Correct. That was his plan. His layout, his flight plan was to cross the South Pole.
So the problem is that he didn't cross the South Pole, and so that means the South Pole doesn't exist?
Well, nobody's pretty much crossed the South Pole.
I mean, I know people who've been to Antarctica.
Okay.
Is that the problem?
No, Antarctica exists. You just cannot cross it. It's not a continent to cross.
Well, I mean, people have crossed it. They've got satellite photos and such. But you mean it takes a little bit more than a conventional plane.
Satellites stop before they get to the 90-degree mark. You can look at any data. It's all a circle.
I have looked at any data. I've looked at lots of data that shows, full on satellite images of the South Pole.
Images of the South Pole. Yeah. That's what you've seen.
Yes.
Okay. So I mean, this is I.
So you said you can look at any data. I've looked at any data. Okay, I've seen it.
I encourage people to do their own research. Do not trust me. Do not trust Aaron. You need to go look at it.
And I encourage people to do their own research, too. I mean, there's a number of things that disprove what you're saying, and you're missing all the cues. You have to have a model. Remember, you have this flat plane, right? Now, we were talking about the other planets for a moment, and you said there are lights in the sky.
I don't know what they are. To say that there are lights in the sky would be like me making a statement.
Would it be lights in the sky with different bands of colors and moons around them? Are the moons also lights in the sky? Are the moons made of dirt?
I don't think so. No.
Our moon made of dirt?
I don't think so. No.
What is our moon made of? Is it green cheese?
Nope. I don't think it's cheese either.
Okay. What is the moon made of?
I don't know. I know been there.
You'd know it's not dirt. It's not dirt?
I guess you can't say I know it's not dirt. I know no one's been there, so
I could
you
say
wouldn't
that
know
you know it's. You don't know that it's not a planet. That you don't know that it's not dirt. You don't
Correct.
Know that it's not any of the things you say that you know it's not. Because it, in Correct. Fact, is that. And you can't just say, I don't know what it is, but I know what it's not. That's not a valid argument.
Okay, my argument is that no one's been there, so nobody knows what it is.
But somebody has been there.
Okay, and that's your position, that you believe that, in 1969, that we sent men to the moon. We did it six times.
We set up mirror reflectors up there and still communicate back and forth to the moon that way, yes.
Okay, well, they communicate.
And you also see the moon at a different angle from the northern states than you do in the southern climes.
Which would be the same thing on a flat model. Put a circle on top of your ceiling in your bedroom. Mark an A on one side and a B on the other.
You couldn't do that because you can't see the North Star from Australia, where I've been, and I've seen the Southern Cross there, and you can't see the Southern Cross from the northern climes.
Yeah, those are too far. What are you talking about? What does that have to
do because
with
the moon? They're only too far if the world is a globe. If it's flat, you'd still be able to see them.
That's not true. You can't.
Why not?
Okay, go
is
into
the
a
sky
bedroom.
A dome?
No, but go into your bedroom. And
then what is the sky made of?
Let me answer your question first. If you're going to just keep asking questions, how am I going to answer them? If you look at the room that you're in right now, it's probably got an 8-foot ceiling. Imagine that room is 5 miles long. So you've got 5 miles of room. If you had a light on top of that ceiling, after about 2 miles, it will converge with the floor. You will not see the light anymore. So how can you say if there's
because it will never happen. That would not happen. Now, if you're talking about the curvature of the Earth in a 5-mile room, then that's something to take into account. But if it is actually level, if this actually was a plane, there would never be a time where the sun disappeared below the horizon.
Well, it doesn't really disappear below the horizon, so that's where you're mistaken.
Okay, so like 3 days ago, I was on a plane flying back from Milwaukee, and the sun went down before we landed. And
the sun went away from you.
Mm-hmm. The sun went, from our perspective, the sun goes down before we landed. So at one point, we see the sunlight on the top of the clouds as well as on the plane.
Okay, well, actually,
then,
if you're in a plane, though,
the sun goes down to the point where the clouds are no longer lit, and we know that if we were on the ground, we would have called that sundown. The sun has gone down from the perspective of the ground, but me in a plane 35,000 feet up, I'm still fully lit. I can still see the sun, even though the clouds below me cannot see the sun anymore.
Okay, so from a plane, from your position in a plane, then you do understand that the sun is stationary, right? So actually, the sun is not going down anywhere.
If the heliocentric model is correct, then yes, the sun is stationary.
Okay, so then you're spinning, and the actual Earth spinning with its atmosphere is carrying your plane backwards to where that's what's causing the sunset.
Why would
that's
it be calling backwards?
That's the way. That's the
There's
only
no
way.
There's no such thing as backwards in this case.
Here we go. How do you not understand what I'm saying? If you see the sun set,
because you're not saying things that make sense. There's no such thing as backwards in this case.
Okay, you're in a plane. Which window was the sun out of?
We were flying south, so the sun was out of the right window.
Okay, then if you watch the sunset, then you were being tipped with the Earth to the left, causing you to see the sunset.
So the Earth, the entire plane of the Earth does this.
What?
The entire
this
plane
is in
of
your
Earth
model.
Tilts.
This is what you believe. This is what
no,
you
no,
believe,
no.
Adam.
Okay, I'm trying to find out what you believe. It's not what I believe. It's what I, you know, I follow the evidence. And I know that when it's sundown for me, I can talk to somebody. It's still in daylight. I can talk to somebody on the phone on the other side of the planet. They might be in the middle of the night. They might be in tomorrow.
Yep.
Because this is the way a sphere works.
It's
this is not the way a disc works.
It is the way a disc works with the sun going around the top of it.
But that doesn't work for the reasons we've already explained, for the things that you can see in the sky in the southern climes when you're down close toward the Antarctic Circle.
Okay, if there's a northern star that's above the North Pole, then after you get to the equator, that star is now at the horizon. It's mm-hmm. dropped due to perspective. So if you go past the horizon, you cannot see the North Star anymore.
Which on a disc, you would still be able to see it.
And I just said you would not be able to.
And I know that you mistakenly said that you would not be able to see it, but yes, in fact, you would be able to see it.
Okay.
If it were a disc, you would still be able to see it.
And I told you that in a bedroom where you had a light on top, you said that wouldn't happen on a flat plane.
That's
have
right.
you ever looked? Have you ever looked at a long hallway like at a, I don't know, a hotel in Vegas?
Yes.
You look down that long hallway and the ceiling hits the floor and that building is, I mean, how long is the hallway? A couple hundred feet?
And there would never be a time when the effect that you're talking about could ever happen where the
what
light would disappear beneath the floor.
I never said anything but disappeared beneath the floor. I said
well,
that
you
light
said
would
beneath
become
the horizon in this case, which would be the floor in this case.
No, I told you that nothing goes below the horizon. The sun is never below your feet, Aaron. Never.
Okay, so why is it that the sun appears to dip where you can't see it? Why would the sun be below my airplane?
Because it's further from you. That's how the perspective works.
But it's not how perspective works. When the ground no longer sees the sun, and I can, that's proof that it's a matter of angle. It's with a sphere. They can't see it because there's a curvature of the Earth in the way. I'm higher, so I can still see it. Just
that's the way a plane.
That's the way
a plane would work. That's the way a plane would work. If you're talking about somebody who's three foot tall,
if it's on a sphere, if we're flying over a sphere, if it were a flat disc, then the sensation you're talking about could never occur.
Okay, so
the sun would always be visible, no matter how far away it was.
That's what you're thinking, but I'm trying to tell you why it's not
true. That is what I'm knowing. Yes, that is what I'm knowing, and that is where you're wrong. So,
okay, well,
give me something else you're wrong about.
You say
you change the subject.
The funny thing is, you're saying that you know these things, and you don't know them. You just don't
know them because I can demonstrate them because I already have.
You can demonstrate what? That the Earth's a sphere?
Mm-hmm. And I gave you a number of ways to do that already, and I've got several more.
So, despite your senses telling you the opposite,
my senses don't tell me the opposite.
Oh, you feel like you're spinning? You feel like you're flying through space?
Because I'm
asking
the atmosphere. I'm part of the gravity and the momentum of the motion. Yes, so I would not, of course, feel that.
The same as
a fly in your car would not feel that it's going 80 miles an hour. Whether it takes off or goes forward or backward or lands, it's traveling with the atmosphere, so it's not going to notice the difference in speed that the car is going.
What if you open the windows?
But if you open the windows and take it out of that, then it's going to have a different relativity.
What if it's still inside the car and the windows are open?
That depends on the disturbance inside the car. It depends on the car.
Okay, so if the atmosphere moves along with the Earth perfectly, then why is there such a thing as the Coriolis force? What is causing the Coriolis force? What is causing the winds? We actually have trade winds.
Varying temperatures.
Okay, so that's what explains why we have the winds down south, around the circumpolar winds that are 250 miles per hour in the same direction that the Earth spins. So the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles per hour to the east. The winds
but
go 200.
It's irrelevant which speed the Earth is spinning because the atmosphere is still going to be contained by the topography and then fueled only by the temperature in variant areas. So with heat expanding in one place and contracting where it's colder, that's going to generate the motion of winds and currents.
Okay, and then.
And it only works on a sphere. It wouldn't work on a disk.
Well, how wouldn't it work on a disk? Where do you get that? Where would you come up with that fact? Have you seen a disc?
Because you have to have a model first.
Okay, so the model is a disc model.
Something on it works.
What do you mean show you that something on it works? You live on the disc.
I don't live on a disc. I live on a globe, and I can prove that. And
you
don't live on a disc either. You keep denying the realities to make up something else that isn't a fact.
It's not denying reality. It's being
give
it's
me
being
the
smart
model.
Enough to recognize.
So how do we stay on the ground, right? We would be discussing gravity now, right?
Okay.
So you don't think that the moon is a sphere, do you?
No, not in my opinion.
Okay, so is the moon a circle?
I don't know what the moon is. It could be a sphere.
The argument can't be that you know that it's not, but you don't know what it is.
Are we having a discussion or are we having a debate where I'm taking a position? My thing was, and
I considered an interrogation. I want to know.
Sure, interrogate all you want. And if I don't have the answer to something, I'm not going to make it up. I'm not going to pretend and make a film.
Exactly that. I don't know what the moon is, therefore it's not a sphere. I don't know what the planets are, therefore they're not planets.
Well, when somebody
everybody who knows, because everyone who's studied carefully is all part of a vast conspiracy. I don't know that either, therefore
never
I know
said
it.
That. Never said that either. Did well, I say yeah, everybody was part of
you
a vast
everybody
conspiracy?
Everybody was copying everybody else's data that nobody had any observations, but they do have observations.
I didn't say nobody had observations. So you're very good at
you
putting
words in
people's
mouth. You said that there was a book, one book, and everybody copied from it. Copernicus on. And so that nobody could have discovered any new planets because they're all copying off this old book and nobody was making their own observations. Yes, you did in fact say that.
I said that about Copernicus and I said that about Tycho Brahe, which is the case, and Kepler. They didn't discover any planets.
Because they all made their own observations.
But their observations match identically to the Almagest.
Because
I'm just telling you that
on the planets that exist, yes, but on the ones that were added later on or discovered,
it has nothing to do with Copernicus. It has nothing to do with Tycho Brahe.
And then we have satellite images, which of course you're going to deny because that's all part of the
conspiracy. Not going to deny.
Right?
They're definitely composites. They'll show you every one of them that they're all composites. There's not
okay,
the only picture.
It's just a massive hoax. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess. What's a massive hoax?
So these things exist. Like Jupiter, it's like 88,000 miles across with the red spot storm and all of the other storms and everything on that. How do you explain that?
It's a storm of gas?
Yeah.
Okay, where's your evidence of this? Do we have evidence of video evidence of this gas planet existing and its size and everything?
Yes.
Where is it? I want to see it.
Look it up online. It's everywhere.
I've looked it up. I see telescope images from Earth.
You've looked up video images of the red spot on Jupiter and were unable, your Google foo was insufficient to find you the video images of the red spot on Jupiter?
No, I found it. It's video evidence of a telescope looking at Jupiter from the Earth. Okay, so what is your evidence that it's the size that it is?
And there are video images.
What is your evidence that it is the size that we're told? What is the evidence that the moons are the size that we're told? This is what I'm trying to say is that I just simply choose.
Even if the moons are smaller than our moon, which almost all of them, actually, I think all of them are smaller than our moon, that still necessitates that the planets they are orbiting are such massively large things.
Okay, so
we wouldn't be able to hold them otherwise.
So do you understand that mathematically, I could construct a whole map for you of my fake amusement park. I could get the correct distances, the correct sizes.
Okay,
I could
do
tell
that.
You
the, do that. Okay. Give me the model of your fake world. Give me the disk and explain how gravity works.
Okay, but
and explain what the planets
admit,
are.
Would you admit that I could do that? I could do that math.
No, I'm challenging you to do that, and you're not doing it.
I said of an amusement park. Can I? You don't
now
think
let's
I can
call that amusement park the flat disk of the Earth? Produce a model, mathematically, whatever. Produce the model and show me how gravity works. Show me what the planets are. Come up with an alternative reality that has some kind of defensibility to it.
Sure.
Just I don't know, therefore I know.
Well, gravity works because you weigh more than the air. The air cannot support you.
How can I weigh more if gravity doesn't work?
Because I just told you that the
so gravity does work?
No, your mass is greater than it's too much for the Earth for the air to support.
Okay.
However, the
so
air
gravity,
can support a helium
but
balloon.
This is a weight. So everything has an atomic weight to it.
Mass. Yes.
Right. Atomic mass. Great. So that's what gravity is. Matter attracting matter.
No.
Right.
No. And where's the evidence of that?
Where's the evidence of matter attracting matter?
Yeah.
Have you looked at the moon?
Okay. Do you understand that you're just making all these assumptions? That's not part of science.
That's
to say
an assumption. You can look at the moon. You don't have to assume the moon. You can look at the moon.
Okay, and the moon
and
is falling
to
Earth?
Any decent telescope will show you the moon. It'll show you that it's made of dirt.
Okay, and the moon is falling to Earth?
What evidence do we have that the moon is falling to Earth?
That's what you guys claim. That's what the heliocentric claim is.
It is not. It nowhere remotely. Having the sun at the center of the solar system has nothing to do with whether the moon is falling to the Earth. If things establish an orbit because of their momentum, that's irrespective of the sun being in the center of the universe or center of the solar system.
Okay, so at the time of Newton said he saw an apple fall on his head. That's all a myth, of course. But his idea was that the moon is falling to the Earth, but it's just missing the Earth and remaining in this orbit.
In a sense, everything is in space is falling.
Okay.
But you have momentum that is going into a centripetal motion because it's centered around another gravitational force. It's like you can stretch a sheet out and put a weight in the middle of the sheet, and then you can spin another ball around that. And this is kind of a simulation of the way gravity works. It's bending the fabric of space-time.
Well, what is the fabric of space-time? Space is the absence of everything, and now you've just given it qualities that allows it to be bent.
It's not an absence of everything.
Okay, then what is it?
There is a fabric of space-time.
What is it? What is it made of? Fabric of what?
That's what it is.
Okay, so you're just doing the same thing. You're yelling at me and saying you're making up this make-believe stuff. You're making make-believe things. There's no fabric of space-time.
Okay, what is leather made of?
Cows.
Well, leather is made of leather.
It's made of cow skin.
Okay. The fabric of space-time is just the definition. It is the fabric of space-time. That's what it is. Okay. And what it's made of is the thing that it is.
So what is space?
You don't have another word for it.
So space is the fabric of space-time? But it's the absence of molecules, right, for the most part. It's not a perfect vacuum, but it's very close.
Not a perfect vacuum. Correct. So
okay.
Do you accept that gravity is matter attracting matter because everything has an atomic mass?
No. Because I don't see any evidence of anything attracting.
So you have an alternative to gravity. What is it?
You have mass, and things with mass obviously weigh more than what's around them. So they fall
weigh
down.
More? What makes them weigh more?
Their mass makes them weigh more around
compared
the area that they're
what?
In, the atmosphere.
Compared to what holds me to the Earth? Is it because matter attracts matter, like gravity?
Nope,
or is it
the air
some
can't support
other
you.
Thing?
The air cannot support you, but the air can support a helium balloon.
Now, the air cannot support me because matter attracts matter, which means that gravity works, or matter does not attract matter, which means gravity does not work, which is...
Ron, so if what you're describing is true, then why does a helium balloon rise when it is made of mass? It has mass, and the Earth
has
mass.
It has less mass than the atmosphere around it.
Hold on a second. You said mass attracts mass. So there's mass.
Right.
A helium balloon is a item of mass. The Earth is mass. Why aren't those two things attracting each other?
They are. That's why the balloon doesn't fly off into space. However, heavier objects are going to crowd their way in ahead of it.
What?
The Earth is itself a massive ball of matter, which is going to exude a lot of pressure gravitationally on all other things.
Okay.
So oxygen and nitrogen and hydrogen, oxygen and nitrogen at least, and CO2 and all of this, are going to gather in ahead of your helium. Because the helium is lighter, and so is the hydrogen by itself. So those things are going to be on the outside.
Okay.
Now, that's on the sphere. That's in the reality. Now, what about in the disk
world? Hold on a second. You still haven't described. You have two things of mass, and mass attracts. So
right.
Why isn't it attracting the helium balloon?
It is.
It's not. It's moving away from it. So
it is.
You have attractions that
move
away.
For a third time, I will explain. Because the
helium...
Yeah,
you can explain.
The helium weighs less than the oxygen and the CO2 and everything around it, which means that those other things are going to crowd in front of it, which is why that's going to go higher. That's why we're on the bottom and the helium is lighter than us, because there is less mass.
Mm-hmm.
So the air cannot support us, but the air can support it. And that's because gravity works. But in your situation, you've got a whole other thing, because you don't have the ball of liquid metal and all of that that creates all this gravity that holds all these things down. You have a disk, which can't work that way. So gravity can't work in your situation, which means you have to come up with an alternative model.
Well, it is the majority of mass, but I don't believe in the gravity that makes things spheres, no.
What kind of gravity do you believe in?
Well, if you want to talk about the fact that things have a tendency to fall down, my only only thing there is that it's not necessarily, people say, why is down a preferred, why isn't down up? Well, because if it was up, then up would be down. So, I mean, it's not a preferred direction. It's just simply the direction that we call down, which is where things with mass that can't be supported by the medium that they're in. That's why things in the ocean can float like a tennis ball, because the ocean can support the tennis ball, but it can't support the rock. The rock has the mass that causes it and the density that causes it to sink. So where I draw a line is when you're talking about the gravitational pull of the moon or you know, that the Earth puts this gravitational pull on the moon, and the moon does the Earth, and the tides are because of the moon. All that stuff is not supported by the kind of evidence that would be required.
Well,
that actually is,
what do you mean it's not supported by the evidence? It is the evidence of a globe.
Okay,
so you're telling me that the moon is not orbiting the Earth. So we have this massive 2,000-mile diameter ball of dirt that you say is not a ball, that you say is a light, but it's a light that's made of dirt and only reflects the sun, so it's not a light, but it doesn't fall either. So what kind of gravity do you believe in that has an orbit object that wouldn't fall if it's orbiting, but you say it's not orbiting, so why isn't it falling?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily made of mass. I don't think it's something that you would consider things like
was
on
the
Earth.
Moon supernatural now?
No, I didn't say anything about it being supernatural, but is...
Well,
is,
then how can it not be made of mass?
Oh, is the light supernatural? Is light in your bedroom supernatural? Because it's not
so
made of mass.
So you're saying that you can... That you, we know that there's a dark side of the moon. We know that when we only see
we don't know
a half
that.
Moon...
You don't know that. You're just... You trust
well, actually,
men.
No, we do know that because we see it every month. So when you can
we,
see...
We see it. When do we see it?
When you have a new moon, for example, you only
Sorry,
see a sliver
same,
of it. We know that there's...
Same side of the moon.
What?
It's the same side of the moon that you see when it's
yes,
full
I know, and it's in the dark. So you can't see the part that's not lit. Well, you can, with a good telescope, you can still see even the part that's not lit. So we know
that's
that there's
true.
Dirt
you're
there,
the same
and it's not a light.
Okay.
What?
That's not true. You cannot. No one's ever seen the moon during a new moon.
I have.
Okay, then you broke the
Everybody
record.
Everybody has.
Sure, when yeah. There's a record.
When
there's
you see a new moon, you can still see the rest of the moon.
Okay, there's a record that's like 40 hours. The first person who took an image of the moon after a new moon, you're just claiming to have beaten that by 40 hours. Congratulations.
Everybody can see it. Wait till there's a new moon. You can see it. You can still see the darkened shadow of the moon.
Impossible. But that's great.
It's not impossible. Everybody can do it. You can do it every month.
Sure. And everybody go out and do it. And then also remember.
And everybody does it. And everybody has done it forever.
Okay, great.
So
all
we
your,
know
all
that the moon is not a light. Because when we can see the part of the light that's reflecting the sun, we can see also that there's a rest of the sphere that is not lit because it's not a light, which means it's made of something and it's not supernatural. It's not made of photons. It's made of substance. Therefore, the substance has mass. So why doesn't the mass come crashing down?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's your model. You're supposed to justify it. And so far, you
hey,
haven't
playing,
done anything.
Here's the thing.
All you said,
you're,
okay.
Great. You're just playing by your rules and saying the moon is this big and it's this wide. And then you want me to explain how
rules?
That works. Hold on, because I'm trying to explain it to you.
You don't even know what my rules are.
You just said that the moon is 2,000 miles in diameter. And I don't believe that. So then for me to explain to you how the 2,000-mile diameter moon stays above the Earth is ridiculous to me. It's
okay.
Hilarious.
Then tell me what the reality is and show me how we know that to be the reality.
The reality is I don't know what the moon is.
So the whole argument is incredulity. I don't
sure.
know, therefore I know.
Sure. If you're
so
asking
you
somebody.
You don't know what a planet is, but you know what it isn't. You don't know what the moon is, but you know correct. What it is. You know it's made of light, or you know it doesn't have mass, even though you know that there is mass because you can see it. So you know that the evidence for a globe is actually a distortion of the atmosphere. You don't have an explanation for how the sun goes below the horizon because you think that would be a vanishing perspective, which it absolutely could not be under any circumstances. How do you can't explain anything because you don't have a model. You got nothing. I mean,
well,
literally
it's,
nothing.
It's
and this
rough
leads,
because,
that,
yeah,
this
well,
is why I say that nobody, no rational person, no intelligent person can honestly believe that the Earth is flat. That I think you're a hoax, and I think most of the people promoting the flat Earth are a hoax. You cannot honestly believe that.
No, not when you're taught the way everything operates in your magical world of spinning spheres.
Mine is not the world that is magical. I'm not the
so
one where,
let's get
where
this
mass
right.
magically does not fall down.
Let's get this straight, though. You believe that you are on a giant rock, a spherical rock that has water attached to the outside of it, number one. Number mm-hmm. two, you think
okay,
that that's spinning.
We know that because gravity
okay,
is
sure.
the central force that pulls all the water to it, that, of course, the water would stay on it and not fall off because there's
fantastic.
Not another place for the water to go. There
right.
would have to, in order for the water to leave, there would have to be another thing of greater gravity to pull the water off of it. We know that that doesn't exist in close proximity, so it's not going to happen.
Sure, yeah, that's what you believe. But you have no
but
evidence
that's what
of that.
We can demonstrate.
I asked you for... No, I asked you for what your evidence that that happens, that that takes place.
And I gave you some of that evidence, and you rejected it. And I still have more I can give you.
The water
but I need to have a model so that we can work with. It can't just be that you don't know what you're talking about, and therefore you're better than the experts. That can't be it.
Nobody ever said I'm better than the experts.
If you honestly don't have
a
model, and the best you can do is say you don't know, and therefore you're smarter than everybody who does know, then I think we're done.
Wow. How many strongmen can you build in one conversation? How many strong is that? How you get over on all these Christians? Is you just strawman them to death? That's what
I don't strawman them at all. And I haven't
just put.
You.
Oh boy, you just put 10 things into my mouth. I never said I was smarter than anybody.
10 things in your mouth.
When did I
ask?
So tell me when I said I was smarter than everybody.
You somehow just, know.
You just claimed that in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, you said that all the history that I learned is wrong. And all the observations I've made are wrong. And all the observations that, Brahe and all of the other astronomers have made are wrong, both in the historic ones and the current ones.
That doesn't make me smarter.
Huh?
That doesn't make me smarter. Who bases things off that?
I didn't say that you were smarter. You somehow know more than the experts, or you know something the experts don't want anyone else to know. And that's how you opened this up.
Okay, they're not in on it. They don't know any different than you are.
Who's in on what?
Obviously, there is a group, and I don't know who they are, if you're going to ask me who they are, but obviously there is somebody that has had to hide this fact from the world. And
okay,
I think
first of all, we need a fact. We need a fact. Okay. And you haven't given me a fact yet. And then we need evidence that somebody has hidden said fact. And then in order for something to be obvious, it must first be apparent. So we have to have some apparency in order for it to be obvious. So I'm saying that obviously there's no conspiracy because the fact is that we have all the evidence for the spherical Earth, and you've got absolutely nothing except that you don't know, therefore you know.
If there's a conspiracy, do you think that the people who conspired on this conspiracy would ever put things in place to protect themselves? Or do you think that they would?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe they did that. Maybe somebody with a whole bunch of hydraulic jacks lowered that mountain down in Iceland and waited for me to drive toward it and just jacked it up ever so slowly to create that illusion.
Do you believe in any conspiracies?
Or maybe somebody with a large flying saucer, maybe the alien reptiles who were in control of the Illuminati flew their flying saucer in front of the sun to create the illusion of a solar eclipse or lunar.
You don't strawman people at all. You're right.
I don't.
How dare I even accuse you?
You should understand what a straw man is before you accuse somebody of something.
I know what it is. It's every time you've put in an argument into place that is completely fallacious. I never said anything about alien reptiles.
And then said
it
was your argument, and I never said those were your arguments.
Okay. So you're just using that.
I'm coming up with hypothetical situations, and I'm begging you to try to explain them. I need a model from you, and it can't be, I don't know what it is, therefore I know what it is. Okay. That can't be it.
And I'm trying to tell you, if you were lied to about something, then in order to prove that you were lied to, you're saying that you need to have the complete and total truth, not just evidence that you've been lied to.
No,
this is what you're saying.
No, I didn't.
You're saying I need evidence.
In order to show that someone's lying, I need to show, one, that what they said is wrong, start with. Two, that they knew it was wrong when they said it. Now, that's the harder challenge, but I can do it. Whenever I accuse somebody of lying, I make sure that I can do the second part. I have to do the first part first. And then in order to make it a lie, I have to show the second part, that they knew it was wrong when they said it.
Okay, and the difference between you and I is that you believe what men tell you about, like the moon. You think
Except that,
people,
that I can show.
You can show that we've been to the moon? How are you going to show me that?
Well, I've seen rockets. I've visited rockets. I've worked with rockets.
Okay.
I was around the whole time. What are you going to tell me? I just talked to the guy who said he didn't believe in science, another flat earther like yourself, who said he didn't believe in science. And I had to tell him, what do you mean you don't believe in it? You're demonstrating it, because science isn't about belief. Science is about verifying. It's about calling each other's claims out and then demonstrating them to be true. And so he goes 1,800 feet up in the air in a rocket he built himself. Vivat, congratulations. You're proving science. Tell me you don't believe in it. Definitely you believe in science. And you're demonstrating its accuracy.
He was completely misquoted. He never said that.
I was talking to him directly.
And he said that he was going to go up in a rocket and prove that the Earth was what?
Initially, yes. He said he was going to prove that the Earth was flat.
Never said that.
Yes, he did.
Okay, prove it.
You're talking about Mike Hughes?
Yeah, I talked to him directly.
Yeah, we have talked to him. His goal is to eventually go to the Kármán line. But the rocket launch that he just did was not to demonstrate the Earth was flat, but to raise awareness for it.
Thank you.
Yes, and he explained that.
He explained it to Arne, yes.
Yeah, okay, and well, I know that. I know exactly what he said.
You just said he went up 1,800 feet to prove the Earth was flat.
Eventually his plan is to do that. That's why he built the rocket.
Right.
Okay, and
he said in the course of that conversation, he said he didn't trust science. He didn't believe in science. And I said, but you're demonstrating science. You're showing how science works.
Well, there's
different
kinds of science.
You built a fucking rocket. You're repeating Goddard's experiments and demonstrating them to be true.
Absolutely, and there's the science that we touch every day, my cell phone, the computer that we're talking through right now, all that science. Nobody's saying they don't believe in that science.
Somebody is saying they don't believe in that science, and that guy said he didn't believe in that science.
No, he doesn't believe in theoretical science, the theoretical physicists that come up with this nonsense.
He understands how the mechanics of the chemistry works in this. We understand the atomic theory is not just a theory. There's actually atoms involved.
Okay. There's what we call atoms, but yes.
And there's what we call atoms. Yeah, you know what we call atoms? Atoms. And so we have atomic theory, but we also know that atomic theory, like every other scientific theory, is also a demonstrable fact. Theory of gravity, For example,
they're demonstrable fact, these theories?
Yes.
Okay.
Every scientific theory that still exists today is a demonstrable fact as well. That's evolution, cell theory, germ theory of disease, all of them. That's a scientific theory, not mathematic theories. So, mathematic theories are something different.
And here's the thing that you don't, your religion that you believe in.
I don't have a religion.
You certainly do.
I certainly do not. All religions are faith-based belief systems. I reject faith. I'm an epistemist. Faith is the most dishonest position it is possible to have. Any belief that requires faith should be rejected for that reason.
Okay, then you have faith that we went to the moon.
Belief in anything. Every religion posits a belief. Every religion posits a belief in a supernatural essence of self that continues on after the death of the physical body. I believe in no such thing. I have nothing in my perspective that meets the qualifications or criteria for a religion. Nothing.
Okay. Do you believe that we went to the moon? You just said that you don't have any beliefs. You don't have faith in anything. You have to have faith.
I didn't say I don't have beliefs. We either base our beliefs on evidence, as I do, or we believe some on faith, which means we're going to believe them anyway, even if they're not supported. And that's your position.
No. What?
Because you don't have any facts to support you.
Oh, boy.
I think this is a good time to kind of jump in because I don't see this kind of going anywhere because I'm not seeing an argument being actually promoted, Darren.
That's why I said
if this was billed as a debate, if you would say, Jaron, we're going to have a debate with Aaron Raw, and he's going to take the position of the Earth as a sphere, and you're going to take the position, that would have been different. That's
right. And this is—I don't want to make it clear. This was not billed as a debate. You guys set it up such you guys have a conversation. People have been asking us why haven't we intervened. It's because this is between you two to talk. We can intervene if you ask us to.
And also,
neither of you have.
Record, I never asked to speak to Aaron. Could care less what his beliefs are. I don't agree with his beliefs. He's a completely trusting individual of men who are known liars.
Except and I refuse that I'm not to... trusting, and they're not known liars.
Oh, so you
and
went
I
to the moon?
I can prove that what I said is true, and I can also prove that what you're saying is false.
Okay, and you went to the moon to verify that its size.
But I can prove
and... that.
No, I didn't go to the moon myself, but I can prove that what you just said about me is a lie. I don't have a religion, for example. That's false. You're going to have to retract that and say, my mistake, you don't have a religion.
No, because what is the age of the Earth?
I clearly do not have anything that could match any of the criteria for a religion.
What is the age
I don't
of
have
the
any
Earth?
Faith in anything, for example. Faith is a belief that is not based on evidence. How My beliefs are based on evidence.
Okay, here's the problem with that, is that you get to choose which, you're just calling your evidence, you're just calling this stuff fact, just because your religion
promotes
this fact.
You know what a fact is? A fact is a point of data that is objectively verifiable.
Yeah.
And that's the facts that I'm calling out.
And I think,
what's the age of the Earth? What's the age of the Earth?
The age of the Earth is estimated to be something about 4.6 billion years old based on radiometric dating of what the hell is it?
And is that a fact?
Yes.
Is it a fact? Yes.
Okay, so does that require a faith in the fact
before
that
we
the
go,
Earth
hang
is...
Hang on.
No,
hang
faith
hang
is a belief that is not based on evidence.
Guys, before we go down this line, Jaron.
You talk about trusting in evidence, that's something different. Faith is a belief.
I want to make sure we don't derail this discussion
here. Demonstrable evidence, things I can show to be true. That's what makes them facts. It's a fact when you can show that it is true.
You're just calling your... It'd be like debating a Christian who gets to call... The Bible, his facts.
When he calls it a fact because the Bible is not a fact.
If I may, there's equivocation.
And there's nothing in the Bible that counts for it.
Aaron, hang on.
Hold on one second.
There's an equivocation problem going on, and it's not getting anywhere because you guys are quite well. There's an equivocation thing going on where you're using these words differently. And I'm well aware, the audience is well aware you're using these words differently, and it's not going to get you anywhere. Look at
why I'm giving definitions,
right,
and he is not.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm giving the standard definitions, which I can prove are correct,
yeah.
And he's using a definition that he's equivocating that he can't show
correct.
To be correct, and he's doing that just to strawman me, which is the projection fallacy that he's been accusing me of since he began.
He's using, Jaron, you're using stipulated definitions, which are fine, but you're not defining them, and then you're bringing him the argument that Aaron's using his actual definitions that are what's commonly understood. This conflation of belief and faith is not an argument. There's no argument to be had there. It's just rhetoric. Can we try to avoid some of the rhetoric and actually get to something substance? Because for the last hour, no offense, I've heard nothing but rhetoric. And the audience has heard nothing but rhetoric. Is there anything more substantive that we can actually have a discussion with and you guys can actually talk about when it comes to the flat earth and avoid the epistemic uncertainty and this rhetoric that is just basically saying, I don't know, but you know what? You're wrong. That's not an argument.
Well, let me ask this. Is there cases of science where there's been clear deception by scientists?
Again, not an argument.
I'm asking a question. How is it not?
Yeah, the answer is yes. Yes, absolutely. Been, and it's been exposed by scientists.
Okay, so.
So that's part of the peer review process. And this is why accuracy and accountability are so valuable in science, where they don't matter at all in religion.
Okay, so, I don't believe in religion. So my question is, when you talk about peer review like that, you're describing it as this holier-than-human kind of entity.
No, of course not. I didn't say anything like that. You strawmanned me again. I didn't say it was holy.
You just said it was found out by through peer review that took care of any lying or any deception in science. That's what you said.
Yeah. In other words, checking other people's math to verify that it is correct, seeking out and exposing any flaws. Not remotely similar to the word holy by anyone's definition.
Okay, by saying that, though, you're basically saying that all science will take care of itself and there is no inherent problems in peer review.
Science is a self-correcting process. That's correct. Okay.
Even though there's been studies done that have looked at peer review and have shown clearly that when you have a self-congratulating method like...
Not congratulating. Peer review is not self-congratulating. It is quite the opposite.
Can we do this?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is quite the opposite.
Can we make this?
Definitely the opposite. Because you're seeking... The only way you can be rich and famous in science is if you can upset the status quo. You have to be able to prove somebody wrong, especially about something well-established. So anybody that makes a claim...
What has Neil deGrasse done?
What?
Who is Neil deGrasse proved wrong?
He's a science communicator, as am I, and Bill Nye.
Can we assume assume for the sake of this discussion, all of science is wrong, all the communicators are wrong, everything. Everything is wrong that we know. Okay, let's just get that out of the way. Everything we know is wrong. But Jaronism, can we now just move on to you providing something of evidence, something of substance that says this is what you look at. This will show that the Earth is flat. Let's assume that there is this.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's assume that everybody's wrong, and we never went to the moon. We don't know what the hell's going on. Aaron has never read a book or nothing. Tell him your argument of why the Earth is flat, not why it's not round, but why it's flat.
Okay, so I think there's several ways we can prove it. And that they're not being proven, like a flight going across the South Pole from, say, Auckland, New Zealand to Cape Town. That flight doesn't exist. It's never existed. That clearly the South is much wider than the globe calls for. That's why there's no underground.
So are you saying then that, and this came up in the last conversation, because I do know people that have been to Antarctica and they do this. Now, that because of the hole in the green in the ozone, there are dangers to be considered when flying over the South Pole, but they can do it. They have done it. But easier than that would be circumnavigating Antarctica. So we can fly to Antarctica. And I know somebody who's going to Antarctica in just a couple of months. No, I'm sorry. They're going in the winter, but they're going to in the winter on this hemisphere, but they're going to Antarctica and they could circumnavigate the entire continent. And would that not verify it? If you were on the plane with them, would that verify it?
You know how long that takes?
Yeah. Because and this is where I keep asking you for a model that you don't provide. Do you have a map? Are you using the standard United Nations progression projection?
Sure, for the most part. Yeah, I don't think that
the
continents
most part,
are.
Where is there any difference?
The continents are probably not in those exact locations.
How are they different?
South America is probably a little bit closer or underneath North America than
why
they show it.
What shows that probability?
Because flights that go from Sydney to South America seem to be shorter than what the globe would call for, and there's no flights that go between South America directly
flights
to Africa.
Flights from Sydney to where?
Sydney to South America, like Santiago.
From
so you Sydney, can go
to,
Sydney
South-
to Santiago. It's in 11 and a half hours.
Okay.
And that flight is said to be 6,000 miles. If that's true, with a 250 mile per hour jet stream going behind or going with them, then that means that the plane is going about 450 miles per hour or 400 miles per hour, which is ridiculous. No plane goes that slow, not a jumbo jet. So
they generally cruise about between 550 and 600.
Right. So if they're going 600,
if we take the general speed, how long would it take? Now, if you're using your projection, I'm sure you've seen Cool Hard Logic's video on this, right? You have to have seen it, right?
Yep.
Okay. Who hasn't seen it? Everybody's got
to
see it.
When you go to fly, when anybody has ever flown from Johannesburg to Sydney, why has no one ever gone over the Himalayas? Why do they always see ocean beneath them? And why is it that they're able to do that in such a short period of time?
Are we talking Sydney to Santiago?
No, I was talking about Sydney to Johannesburg.
Oh, I'd have to look at the map. I don't know what you're talking about, the Himalayas. Is that where they would fly over on a flat Earth map?
On a flat Earth map, yes, you would have to go over the Himalayas.
So you're talking going Sydney to Johannesburg. No, I don't show that going anywhere near. No, it would be over water.
On a flat Earth map.
Yeah, the map I'm looking at right now.
On a North Polar projection where the North Pole is in the center of the disk.
Yes.
They would definitely, from Johannesburg to Sydney, they would have to go over the Himalayas.
I'll have to take a look. I'm looking at a straight line from there, and it doesn't. I don't see it going over that. But but you asked for why I think it's wider in the south, right?
How long would it take to cover that expanse?
What expanse?
600 miles an hour.
You're talking about 6,000 miles?
No, I said from Sydney to Johannesburg. On a flat Earth projection, how far is that?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. 8,000, okay. I don't know, 7,000 miles? About? You're just asking me a random two locations and I'm supposed to know
I'm
the
not
distance?
Asking random numbers. You said you'd seen this video. Certainly you would have seen it because it's the biggest refutation that you have of your entire perspective. I would have thought that you'd have a counter argument for it. And you'd have a way of explaining how it is that I can book flights where you can book flights right now from Sydney to Johannesburg, and you're going to get it within the expected time frame of a disk. Of a globe, and you're not going to ever find anything that matches the disk.
You will not find things that match the disk. There's a reason why every flight from South America needs to go up and hit London before it goes down to South Africa. It doesn't go across.
Every flight from South. Okay, hold on. I'm going to check that.
So you're going to check from South America, and you're going to find a flight that goes directly to, say, Cape Town.
Give me a city.
Cape Town.
Okay.
And I want to know what the time distance is there. And then
Cape Town, South Africa?
Yep. And then when we look at a globe, we'll see that that's a...
Cape Town, South Africa to where?
I don't know. You go somewhere in South America. Somewhere south of South America.
Santiago?
Argentina, yeah.
And okay, while you're doing that, I should note that I actually had Landon Curt Knoll, very, very worldwide known computer scientist, astronomer, and mathematician, call me from the South Pole. He was standing on the South Pole on an Iridium satellite when he called.
Then it's got to be part of the conspiracy.
So, I mean, and he's one of the nicest, most upstanding persons that I've ever met. I mean,
did he crawl across the South Pole? Did he cross to the other side?
How he got there, one foot's on one side, the other foot's on another side.
How he got there, there's actually, he tweeted out the map, and you can actually see, it's called Traveling Astronomer, I believe, on his Twitter, and you can see where he went down there, and he literally was at the South Pole. Now, he has actually no reason to lie about that. Nobody stopped him.
What do you mean nobody stopped him? So now we're supposed to believe that people can go down there just alone? He went down there by himself?
Did I say that?
Lying.
I don't think that's what I said, though.
Okay, you started to say
nobody stopped him.
Who's going to stop him?
The military.
Booking on Travelocity, I've got Cape Town to Johannesburg. I go to Cape Town to Tambo, and then...
Yeah, you had to go north. Look at where Tambo is.
And then it goes south.
If you look at underground sea cables, there's not one that goes from Australia or New Zealand to South America. That's because if they ran those cables, they'd end up 2,000 or 3,000 miles short, so they don't exist.
So from Johannesburg to Sao Paulo.
Find a cruise that goes from New Zealand or Australia to South America.
So Cape Town to Johannesburg, which is in the south. So it's exactly opposite of what you just said. You said they have to go to London, but instead it goes from Cape Town to Johannesburg. Johannesburg is the international airport, and then you go from Johannesburg to Sao Paulo straight across, and you said that was impossible.
I didn't say it was impossible. It's further than it. So
you said every airline had to land in London.
No, I didn't say every. I said they all go up north.
From South America to Africa, they always have to go to London. You know what? The very first one comes up on Travelocity. It doesn't. It goes Johannesburg straight to Sao Paulo. So you're wrong. Can we get an admission that you're wrong?
No, because I wanted to know what is that
distance.
You're
not going to admit that you're wrong. We can see it. We can all look it up. Everybody here can look up Johannesburg to Sao Paulo is a direct flight. They don't go to London.
In order for me to be wrong, you're not going to admit you're wrong. No, because in order for me to be wrong, that flight needs to be a distance that is too far.
Right. So the fact that we can, you're going to tell me that I'm wrong, even though you can verify it yourself, which makes you a liar at this point, and we are done.
You can call it that if you want. I'm saying that if there's two locations that you want to say are impossible on a flat Earth map, then bring those locations up.
I did twice.
Okay, What are those locations that are impossible on a flat Earth map?
The one you brought up and the one I brought up.
And I was telling you that a Santiago, Chile to Sydney is a flight that takes 11 and a half hours, and that means that the plane is going 400 miles per hour.
So Santiago, Chile to Sydney.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that flight
is going to run that one.
It's either going 400 miles per hour with a 250 mile per hour wind going with it, which gets it there 6,000 miles in 11 and a half hours.
And
or
it has to stop where?
Doesn't stop anywhere. It goes straight. So what
it's
I'm saying
direct
is
flight.
Yes, that's the flight that everyone says is a flat Earth killer. But if you just take the 650 and you add the 250 miles per hour, and now that plane is going, what would that be? 900 miles per hour. Well, now
regardless,
all of a sudden
we don't have to worry about whether there's a headwind or a tailwind. It doesn't matter because it gives the estimate for the flight, regardless which direction the wind's going.
Correct.
So
that's why that one flight takes 4 hours longer than the other.
Are you saying that one has to go to London? Is that the one you were saying had to go to London?
Nope. I'm just saying either the plane is going 400 miles per hour on the trip from Sydney to Santiago.
So you're going to pretend that argument never happened. You never said that you couldn't do a direct flight from then.
You did say there was no direct flight, and I think you found one or two.
I think we're done. I think we're done. Jaronism is part of the big hoax. It's just a game. There's no substance here. He has no model. All he can say is he doesn't know, therefore he knows. We're done.
Yeah. I know there are some people that want to ask some questions. And I'm sorry, Jaronism. I get along with you.
So
you know where I stand, right? But
well, obviously, you've been trained in this.
I've been brainwashed. I'm part of the satanic Illuminati.
You're under the control of the reptiles.
Yes,
it's
fine. I'm fine to say that Satan is whispering in my ear that the Earth is round. I don't care.
I said that
as long as I know that we're looking at evidence. If I look at the evidence that with the shape of the Earth, I see nothing that is flat, and I see everything that points there's round. All I would like to have a discussion
you
with
you exist
I have,
in space.
Let me finish.
We're floating around in outer space right now.
Let me finish,
now,
please.
You can see 25 trillion miles away. These are all things that you just have.
Let me finish, please.
Okay,
I really want to have flat earthers come on and give us evidence that supports the position, not the rhetoric and not the uncertainty, because anybody can do that. I mean, anybody can have that as quote-unquote argument. It's not an argument.
So how would you expect it to start? How would you expect the conversation?
I would expect you to start by giving me a model that I've asked you
for. A model would be
nice,
yeah.
What do you mean a model? You know my model.
No, I don't. We know your description. You have a description of the shape of the Earth. You don't have a model.
What am I supposed to explain to me what a model would look like?
You couldn't describe what the planets were. You couldn't describe how gravity works in your model because it's not the same way that gravity works in anything else. You couldn't explain how the moon stays in the sky. You couldn't explain how we get the impression of the sun getting down to
how
the sun appears to move through the sky at all. You gave no explanation for anything. You said you have no explanation for nothing.
Right.
You have absolutely butt kiss.
You didn't accept
any of it. Everybody's wrong.
No, you don't accept what I'm telling you. That's on you.
What option do I have?
There's no evidence that you're presenting for him to accept.
What the hell you're talking about? I agree with you. Absolutely. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what the answers are. I agree.
Okay. See, that's the point, Jaronism. Hang on. What Arne's saying is, if you present to him some evidence he can evaluate, then that's one thing. But all you're doing is saying, I'm not an expert in this. I know nothing about the top.
And he refuses to accept it.
He actually looked into it and he found your evidence was wrong.
Any reasonable person could accept.
Yeah.
See, I told you about, I just said, look at a hallway, and you said that never would the light disappear from your eye as far as it went down.
Right,
okay,
so that just proves your point. So what did you give me that I could accept, or that any reasonable person could accept?
As I'm telling people to go do their own research, and you
watch. Yeah, you're telling people to go do their own research, okay. They will invariably see that I am correct and full of shit.
Then
so what did you tell me
away.
That I could
then,
accept, or that any reasonable person could accept, as evidence
guys,
of your position?
You guys don't have to worry, because flat Earth will go away if it's in your case of what you're saying is true. But you watch. It will continue to grow, and the reason why is because people will wake up to the fact that they've been
lied
to.
There's no fact to wake up to, and you haven't demonstrated any fact either.
Of course, because you've already bought into it. Your whole life is built around the idea that you've
bought into anything. You literally did not provide a fact. You said there was a fact that the conspiracy had to hide, but you never said what the fact is.
How do you not get it that you accept the facts that support your position? You don't accept anything else.
If they're facts,
That means of course they are
data that can be objectively verified. You haven't given me any data that could be objectively verified that was in support of your position.
Sure, and a Christian would tell me that it's a fact that Jesus rose from the dead.
It doesn't matter how Christians lie to you. Yeah. I'm not lying to you, like you're lying to me. So give me a fact, objectively verifiable data that supports your position.
You just said you weren't going to call people liars unless you could prove. So where did I lie to you?
That's right. And you've done nothing but try to strawman me and project your own faults onto me and then accuse me of things that I didn't do or didn't say or didn't think. So and then you said that you had created a fact or that there was this fact that they were trying to hide. But there was no fact. So I'm challenging you now to present the fact that this conspiracy is trying to hide. What is that fact?
Okay, so I told you about George Ellis, who's in the business of cosmology, who has said that cosmology is trying to hide things from you. You can look back to Edwin Hubble. Edwin Hubble saying that when observation showed that either we could be the center or we might not be, they decided to go in the direction that we are not the center, not
you
based on observation.
There, that's not what he was talking about.
Who was talking about what?
Edwin Hubble being the center of the universe. That's something completely different.
Edwin Hubble, then what? Different than what?
He's talking about the cosmic expansion.
And
from our perspective in the galaxy, it would actually be that from any perspective, anywhere in the galaxy, it would appear that we were at the center of the galaxy. Or it would be not the galaxy, the universe.
Correct.
That anywhere in the universe that we are would appear from our perspective to be the center of the universe.
That's not the thing
that you're talking about right now.
That's what I'm saying. These things they're trying to hide from you. That's what I'm telling you.
What things are they trying to hide from me?
The fact that you don't live where you think you live.
Where do I live?
You live on Earth. You live on this plane of existence.
Okay, show this a plane. There you go. It's a plane.
What is the fact?
Show the fact that it is a flat. Well, show the fact that it's flat.
So you can look at let's just say the AE map. Go ahead, believe in that. Go ahead, trust that.
I don't need to believe in anything. Don't make me believe in anything. Give me the fact, the objectively verifiable data that the conspiracy is trying to hide.
Okay, the fact that we live on a plane Earth, you can look at the logo for Jeremy.
The objectively verifiable data is that we live on a sphere. And you're going to tell me that living on a flat Earth, something that is not supported by any evidence whatsoever and is contradicted to all observations, you're going to say that that's the fact?
It's contradictory to all
observations. That's not a fact. Okay. All facts are objectively verifiable data.
Okay,
if you had objectively verifiable data, this conversation would have ended an hour ago.
Okay, so scientific consensus is that a neutron star weighs 24 billion pounds. Do you believe that?
Oh, my God. Okay, stop. Time out. Moderator controls. We're not going down. No, Jaronism. Hang on. Jaronism.
Can I talk for a second?
No, you can't. Jaronism. Stop. Stop. First of all, when the moderator says stop, you stop. Okay? This is a discussion, but not a debate. But listen, but we're going down too many rabbit holes. If you guys want to have Q&A, we're going to have Q&A. But I'm not going I don't know where this is going, Jaron, because all you've done is you've just given more rhetoric on top of more rhetoric on top of more rhetoric. There has been absolutely nothing substantive that you have said since we've started. Absolutely freaking nothing. And by the way, I want to make this very clear. I am not unbiased here. The Earth is round. There's no anti-bias here. I am straight up telling people it's round, but I'm still going to be a fair moderator, but I will not allow somebody to sit there and just have rhetoric after rhetoric after rhetoric after rhetoric. I don't think it's fair to Arne. It's a waste of his time.
Right. Sure, and if he gets to bring to the table all of scientific fact and call it evidence and then demand from me to disprove what he believes in with fact and evidence, when only what he considers fact and evidence supports his position, then you are out of your mind to think that I have any chance.
I'll take anything that qualifies as fact.
We'll allow you the same opportunity. Yeah, exactly.
I'll take anything that qualifies as evidence, meaning objectively verifiable data that's positively indicative of one conclusion over any other. I'll take anything that qualifies as those things. You've got neither. Nothing.
Here's what I'm trying to point out, though, that you think that an objectionable fact is that you can see 25
objectively verifiable.
Thank you. You think that you can see 25 trillion miles. You think that you can see that. So what I'm trying to point out to people is that if you accept that as a fact, then guess what?
You have a fact that indicates that I cannot.
That's all we've been asking from the beginning. Okay, great.
You have a fact.
You can't.
That indicates
because somebody tells you that you can doesn't mean that you can.
I'm going to ask you one last time, and this will be the last utterance I make to you. Can you give me a fact, objectively verifiable data, that indicates a flat Earth?
That there's no curvature, that there's no measurable curvature on the Earth.
That's an opinion, not a fact.
You can measure all the – gotcha. Okay.
What do you mean it's not a
– that's an opinion, not a fact.
Because you claim the things that you believe in as facts. So what do you expect me to bring? How would I bring
– demonstrate there's no curve.
Demonstrate that there's no curve. We have. We've measured. There's been a laser shot. How about 165 miles being able to see the peak of Kanagaw? You know, why can we see that far into the distance when we shouldn't see more than, you know, 40 miles at that height? It should be 4 to 5,000 feet below the horizon. Now, you must believe that it's being lifted up and placed for you at the horizon line. That's why we see things beyond the horizon. That's ridiculous.
We don't see things beyond the horizon unless there's atmospheric conditions that allow for atmospheric transduction,
okay, so
I believe.
So then atmospheric – this is what I'm asking. The atmospheric refraction then is causing mountains to be lifted up and placed at the horizon that are not distorted, that are not disfigured. They are actually right there where you can see them at the horizon line. You're saying that that is a distortion of the atmosphere?
Well, there's atmospheric distortion, but this – okay, look at. All I want you to do, and again, I'm making it very clear to people. I am very biased in this because I am not a flat earther. I'm very much anti flat earth. Let's just get that out of the way. Say I'm a shill. Say I don't care. I don't think Aaron cares.
Didn't say okay? any of that.
But people that are watching for the future reference, that's fine. All we're trying to do is have a discussion where you provide evidence to Aaron that is objectively verifiable that the Earth is flat. That's it.
Okay, but if you were to, and again, I'm speaking hypothetically, if you were going to perpetrate some sort of hoax on humanity, then you would make sure that the people who believe in the hoax.
So we're back to the conspiracy rather than the objective facts. This is why Aaron doesn't want to continue the conversation.
We don't have a different route. It's not even a possibility of the hoax. The hoax would have to be the universally cohesive, and it would have to be centuries long, and it would have to involve everybody everywhere, since everybody can look up on a new moon and see that there is a darkened disk where there is not sunlight reflected off the surface of the moon.
Steve, will you at least
have
some credibility?
So we all, absolutely everybody on the planet knows that Jerry is full of shit.
Well, hang on.
Hang on.
What is it, Jaren, that you want me to step in and out?
Can we see the blackened disk of the moon during the new moon?
Yes. Yeah, you could. You
what?
Yeah, there's that. Well, you could. You ever heard of Earthshine? During eclipse, same kind of thing. Yeah. But I mean, I think that people have been able to see that. Now, I don't bother with. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've seen. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Okay, so people check into that because obviously it's an objectively true fact.
But that's not going to get you the flat Earth, though. Either way.
I didn't say it would give me the flat
okay,
Earth.
Okay, then
my opinion.
Then what is it about flat Earth that if I said, I'm trying to be, I'm serious, I really am trying to be fair in this. I really am.
His only evidence is that we have evidence of a curvature, and he says we don't have the evidence that we have. That's his evidence, is we don't have the evidence that we have, and that we don't know what we know. So he knows that we don't know what we know.
If I said I have no idea what the shape of the Earth is, and I've asked you this question before, Jaren, I actually said if I had no idea where. You know what the shape was. Where would I go to look for the evidence to come to a position? And your only answer was, "Oh, go watch your videos." And then when I asked for primary sources, you didn't have them available.
Right,
you subsequently found any primary sources that aren't or anybody else can go to and say, "Okay, look at this source. Now you can see that the Earth is flat." And I'm not talking about YouTube videos. I'm talking about an independent, objective source.
Do you think a conspiracy would be possible if what you're asking?
Okay, we're back to the conspiracy.
The conspiracy wouldn't be possible regardless.
Yeah,
you can't have a conspiracy going for centuries on that everybody can refute so easily. All you need to do is take a road trip toward a mountain or get on a damn plane or do as I've done. Go to the Arctic Circle and then go to the Antarctic. See the world from both sides. Nothing, no part of the flat Earth bullshit works. There's no explanation of the planets. There's no explanation for the moon. There's no explanation for the aurora borealis or the aurora australis. None of it. You can account for nothing. You said that all of these flights from South America to Africa would have to go to London. No, bullshit. They don't. They're direct flights. You're wrong about being wrong about being wrong. Stop.
This is coming from somebody who thinks that I mean, think of all the Big Bang is an objectively.
The Big Bang has nothing to do with the shape of the Earth. Okay.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to explain to you that your whole world is around this scientific enterprise that is a gigantic.
Yeah, let's. Is there any
kind of Q&A?
Yeah, let's get to. I was going to say, let's get to
listen to this guy anymore.
Yeah, no, I understand. I know a lot of people have sent to the Twitter questions. Kyle, you have a few of them. Let's see what we can work on with those because this is just going nowhere. Because of the rhetoric.
And okay, always go nowhere.
Jaredism. According to a flat Earth model, the Tropic of Capricorn should be longer than the Tropic of Cancer. How come traveling along them takes the same time at the same speed?
That's what you think it does. So show me evidence that actually takes place. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Who said that?
For fuck's
sake.
Again,
should we book flights? All right. Are there any questions understand for me? Because otherwise I'm out.
Yeah.
Is there any questions for Arn?
None on my end, no.
I just let people know, and Arn, I don't know what his schedule is. Jaren, I don't know what your schedule is. I have to have an after show of this because I've got a lot to add to this, clearly, and it will be on my channel in about a half hour after whenever we end this. But I'll take questions from the live feed as well. I mean, if you got something for Arn, please ask now. I mean, we have the audience as flat earthers, it looks like. So if they've got some legit questions, we'll sit here and answer them. I have no problem with that. Well, but it just I don't see the need to have a conversation about rhetoric. That's not conducive to anybody's knowledge about the shape of the Earth. You can't make an argument the shape of the Earth is flat because of conspiracy. You can't make an argument that the shape of the Earth is flat because the scientists can be wrong. That's not an argument to be made there. And I think our position is
similar. And having a religion, it just shows the vacuity of your own position.
I don't know what to tell you. The people who are actually watching this, who understand that science is not the end-all, be-all, that they've made mistakes.
You mean like
me? Sure. That science has always been wrong, and they will continue to be wrong in every aspect of everything.
Yeah, we're always wrong about something somewhere.
Sure.
And the only way to improve our perspective is to seek out the flaws in our current perspective and correct them, which is something that flat earthers will not do.
But if
when
I was
given
arguing
contrary
with somebody,
evidence, you will not address it. When given the absolute vacancy of your lack of a model, you won't address that either. In your inability to explain, fuck all, you won't accept that either. So it really is incredulity. That's it. That's your whole argument. And we're done.
You can keep saying that, but you're coming to the table with this book of facts that you want to call evidence, that you want to call fact.
What I want to call evidence is objectively verifiable facts that are positively indicative of a particular conclusion.
Right, we can see
you don't have
miles,
any objectively verifiable facts. Your objectively verifiable fact is that I don't have my objectively verifiable facts, but I do have
them. Hold on a second. Time out.
And I don't have a religion.
I want to talk
so all you can do is lie both ways.
Let me ask you a question. So what is your proof that the sun is 1.3 million times the size of the Earth? Tell me that alone.
I don't have proof of that alone.
Okay,
but I can
prove
that the Earth is a sphere.
Yeah, the question
is, you have no evidence. I mean, fuck all evidence. Zero. Any indication whatsoever that it even could be flat. Not just that it is flat, but it could be flat. Even that it could be. You don't have evidence that it could be flat. You are absolutely vacant. Nothing.
And the crowd is wider. I told you there's no flights across the South Pole, that the South is wider, that there's no cruises that go Australia. You just dismiss anything that
goes
against what you already believe.
That there are.
No,
yeah, here's a good literally question. In real time showed that was not the case.
Here's a good question.
He didn't show
guys.
Anything. He went on his computer.
Yes, I did. I got on Travelocity.
Hold on. Let me ask
you.
You're
a
joke,
Steve. And you
Steve.
Are too
somebody who's looking at their computer
to admit when you were proven wrong in real time.
Okay.
You're
okay,
part
everybody.
Of the fraud.
Right.
It's not a world war. Right. It's a fraud. Flat Earth is a fraud.
All right.
Time out, everybody.
Kyle, go.
Listen. I think this is a poignant question that kind of ties in everything to Jaredism. Is there anything that you would consider accepting as evidence for a globe model?
Absolutely. Why is it that there's no flights that go across the South Pole? How come there's hundreds? Come there's trying to talk?
Give me that again.
Hello?
Give me that again.
Okay. How come there's no people that have gone across the South Pole?
You mean how come there are people that have gone across the South Pole?
So see what I'm saying? That I'm trying
to.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Look, it doesn't really matter either way. If there's if this was 10,000 years ago and there was no flights of any kind, the Earth would still be round. Right? Okay, so why is this even an – why – hang on. Why is it – how is this
– having spoken to somebody calling
– from the South Pole.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't say the South Pole didn't exist. So where are you getting that from? What does that make a difference?
Cross the South Pole. Somebody standing on the South Pole.
Yeah, he crossed it to get there, I assure you.
No, I mean cross. Go to the other side. Go to the other
side. Okay, so 1 foot is on the other side.
No, that's just you went further to the towards the outside of the Earth. What do you mean? That's not crossing the South Pole. You cannot get from one.
In fact, you will not even accept when somebody goes to the South Pole.
I have evidence
that's not crossing.
There's some girl that skied.
Where have you moved your goalpost to now?
Oh, you can call it that all you want. I've talked to some girl that.
I can be accurate all I want. Yes, I can. Sure. I can accurately label you all I want, and I will do.
Sure, good. Have fun with that. So there's
where have you moved the goalpost to now?
Sure. There's a girl that has skied from the one side of Antarctica. She skied to the South Pole and then came right back. And I emailed her and said, why didn't you go to the other side? If I went to the South Pole, I would just cross over to the other side. She said, they would charge me $75,000 more to be picked up on the other side.
Oh, the flat Earth is confirmed then, right?
On one side. No, I'm the side closest to Santiago is the side where there's the settlement. That's where you go. That's why you don't cross the other side where there's no point to pick up and there's no peninsula coming down. That's why they go to South Africa, to South America, where it's closest.
Yeah, that's why there's a...
But what is your problem with that?
So are all these nations that are against each other with the treaty that's all, you know...
So are you saying you will accept if somebody goes to the other side where there's no pickup point, and so the whole Flat Earth movement will suddenly decide, oh, okay, he proved his point, and they'll all shut the fuck up?
There's a lot of things that could make the Flat Earth go away
quickly. You already think that everybody is in a conspiracy, that the guy who was at the South Pole is a conspiracy, that I'm a part of the conspiracy.
Did I say
so
that?
What would you accept?
I don't think you're part of the conspiracy.
All from South America to Africa had to go to London first. And when I proved you wrong, you refused to admit it. So what will you accept?
What I said is that you can look at those flights and the distance, because you asked me, we were talking about the shape of the Earth, and I said South America is more towards underneath North America than it is. What?
Give me a specific.
I did. Why is there no cruises that go from...
You gave me a specific, and I just proved you in the same minute, and you refused to concede your error. Give me another one.
Everyone will see exactly what you're doing. You refuse to think
about
anything.
Yeah, I hope everyone sees exactly what I'm doing. Disproving you.
Okay, so...
Now give me
so
a specific that we can falsify.
There's no cruises that go New Zealand to South America. Why would that be the case?
Because it's a vast expanse of ocean. You have to go to Tahiti.
No, it's not. It's the bottom of the globe.
I'm sorry. No, if you checked the globe... There's a vast distance between New Zealand and Tahiti. And from Tahiti, there's a particularly vast distance from there to Santiago. It's the widest expanse of open ocean that we have.
Okay. And there's
also
Easter Island's on the way. Couldn't they go there?
No, Easter Island is not on the way.
Not on the way from New Zealand to
Santiago? No, it is
Santiago?
No, it's not.
Okay. It's right there. It's right in the same path.
It's right not there. It's way north of there.
Okay. So, and why is there no underground sea cables there?
Because the reason I just explained.
Okay. But they have the sea cables go all the way up through the Philippines and across through Japan.
They have
and across
the sea cables go where they're traversable, where they're shorter distances. They don't go to the widest possible area they can. Okay. And Tahiti is extremely remote. Easter Island is even more remote. But they don't go to the most remote places to string cables to the most remote places. They go to the shortest places because, you know, finance, costs, things like that.
Okay, so no cruises.
So the way to prove that would be to book flights, which we can show right now. Everything that you said about the distances on all the on your flat Earth projection map are all fucking wrong. Absolutely all of them.
What did I say? What do you mean, absolutely all of them? You made
the
one...
flight from South America that would have to go to London before it could go to South Africa. Just prove that wrong. And you refuse to admit it because you're part of the great hoax. And you have a channel that's based on your lying to people as part of your hoax. So, of course, you're not going to admit when you're proven wrong.
And they are putting links. They're putting links right now in the live chat of cruises from South America to Africa and a whole bunch of other places. I mean, they're literally putting links in there now demonstrating that you are
incorrect. I guarantee
incorrect.
You, people can look at them all and they'll be hilarious.
You guarantee? How the fuck
I don't think that's the case.
You've already been proven
show
wrong.
Me one, Steve.
How can you
on
guarantee something you've already been proven wrong about?
Steve,
what the fuck is your guarantee?
Well,
are you going to pay me?
I can't right now, honestly, but people can definitely do it after the fact.
Are you going to guarantee that, you know, eternal salvation or triple my money back? What are you going to do?
Yep, that's the thing.
Yeah,
where's
these guarantees
like
coming from, Jaron, when, again, I don't understand the argument that okay, cruise ships do this or cables do this. If none of those things existed, it has that jack shit to do with the shape of the Earth. If I went back in time a million years ago, what evidence would I look at to see that the Earth is flat? It's the same as it is today. What am I looking at?
See too far. The fact that
we don't see that. We see what
we do see it everywhere. We see it all around the world, and you're not even listening to that. You just
I don't see that though.
The fact that we can see
We can see too far.
What does that mean?
The fact that we can see too
when the sun goes below the horizon, we can't see it.
Okay, when you can see locations on Earth from further than the globe model predicts.
Then where is the evidence for that? Because I have never seen that except for certain tropospheric conditions where you have
everywhere that you see.
There are certain places where light will bend and it will actually go through the atmosphere and you can see a little bit further. But that has to be very special.
But that's not what's going on because right, and we know when those conditions exist,
sure.
They create mirages or upside down Fata Morganas,
yes.
Okay, but we see when we see the Chicago skyline from Michigan.
Same principle.
Wait, hold on. Time out now, Steve, because you're saying that, and it's you're objectively wrong.
So we see the same thing all year round?
You're objectively wrong in the claims that you made earlier multiple times. So
all year round we can
see something.
True,
I guess. So,
and a billion other things, yeah. And the fact that so we have this billion things that make the globe true, and then we have the absolute fucking donut bunghole that you produced to support your position.
Yeah, and if
I don't know shit and I refuse to know shit is your argument.
No, it's that we can see too far. There's the argument for you. Just like there's no
I don't even see how that's an argument.
Too far.
Yeah, that's not
and you see how that's an argument that we can see further than we should be able to?
You said the fact that you had that supported the flat Earth was that I didn't have the facts that I have, that everyone has, that those facts don't exist. That was your fact. Steve, I'm going to back out of this altogether. If you don't get me to the Q&A,
yeah.
Just remember, you asked.
One sec. Oh, Jaren. By the way,
Jaren, I didn't ask to talk to you.
Yeah, I've been. Jaren,
they promised me that it would be frustrating. They promised me that I would need a bunch of alcohol to get through your mind.
I did tell them.
Bending gobbledygook.
Yeah, I was true to my word on that. So, Jaren, let me tell you this. Hang on, because I am true to my word. I'm very honest.
Look to talk to me. That's what you
said.
Aaron. Yeah. So I've been in the Navy, and
can
I can
answer the question.
Hang on. Let me address one thing. I would never lie to anybody.
Did you lie to me?
No.
Then why did you tell me that he wanted to speak to me?
I haven't arranged this. Kyle did.
But flat earther for more than
a
year.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a flat earther to talk to.
Yeah.
I had been trying for more than a year to get any flat earther to come onto my podcast. None of them would, including yourself.
It's been a difficult challenge.
Yeah, you're right here now because they invited you, but you refused my invitation.
When was that?
A year ago.
I never refused anybody's invitation, ever.
Well, you never responded either. And I asked several people to ask for me in all the little networks to connect me to a flat earther that would come onto my podcast. Nobody.
I would have done it.
But I do want to make the point.
It's easy to say now.
I do want to make the point before we get more questions. If you see a ship go over the horizon, I can have the most powerful telescope in the world. You're not going to see the bottom of that ship. So what you said about not seeing too far is complete bullshit. Just straight
That's
up.
Not true.
I'm telling you right now, it's complete bullshit. You can never see the bottom unless
somebody that can show some kind of peer-reviewed, verifiable claim to that effect.
Yeah, unless it's atmospheric conditions.
Get some scientists counter to that to verify and test it.
Yeah, so it's even.
But then they're going to be part of the conspiracy, won't they?
Well, you only allow the scientific verified papers and peer-reviewed papers. That's the only thing that you consider
don't allow
fact.
Bullshit. That's why.
Right. Of course you don't.
Bullshit is not allowed to fly. So if you make a claim, you have to back it up, and then we have to be able to check your figures.
Oh no,
and
back
duplicate.
It up, and it has to be able to be gone through the peer review system of protectors that are there to weed out anything that doesn't match and mirror.
Steve, why am I still on this show?
I don't know.
Are we going to do a Q&A?
Yeah, Q&A. Kyle, we got some more questions, Kyle? I agree. This is not going anywhere.
The only other one that I have on my end from the Twitter, I'm not watching the live chat, Steve, so you'll have to go that route. But the only other one that I have is why would there be a conspiracy in the first place?
And I
guess they're asking
before.
Why that would be an issue.
I've said that before, that science did a great thing when they stole the idea of, not control of the earth, but when they took the control of the earth away from the church. They did a great thing that we don't want to be a part of the Catholic hierarchy right now. So they did a fantastic thing.
I wish that we had taken control over from the church. That would be wonderful.
Well, you kind of did. But then what happened was if they would have realized.
Not in this country. Have you noticed what's going on in this country?
it's pretty sad. Yeah, it's like 78% of people think that they're going to heaven or something. So if when you look at that and you understand that they, if they were wrong about something like the shape of the earth, that it would have been impossible for them to admit that, because it would be giving the reins back to the church. They would have basically destroyed all of scientific enterprise by admitting that. So they had to keep it a secret. They had to work it into their models and just go with it, because otherwise there would be no science today.
But the problem I have with that, Jaron, is that in order to do that, they have to change the laws of physics. They have to change mathematics. Oh, they absolutely do. That's an unequivocal reality. Physics, laws of physics are not prescriptive. They're descriptive. We don't get to make them, right? We discover them and we formulate them, but we don't get to decide the rules of the universe. And the rules of the universe do not allow for the type of flat earth that I've seen people, you know, posit. But you haven't even posited as a model that we could even look at. And I don't think you know what a model is. A model is something, is a representation of a system that has explanatory and predictive abilities. That's what a model is. I have not yet seen a model.
Okay, so if you're going to contest the scientific, the current existing model, you have to provide another model that explains the data better. You can't not provide
and just say
everybody's wrong. That doesn't work.
And that's the key. Describes it better and predicts better. What is it about a flat Earth that explains observations and makes predictions better than something like Stellarium? Stellarium is a wonderful program. A lot of people have it. It basically is based on a round Earth. Oh, hang on. And I can look at I can go into Stellarium and I say, what day is this? Where am I at? And what will I see? Including things like eclipses. Now, why can't you
They're
do that
part
with
of a cycle?
Why can't you do that with a flat Earth? If I placed
you can
Stellarium,
do that with the flat Earth. What do you think?
Okay, so
give me the model.
What model for a flat Earth allows you to
do
that?
With the flat Earth. If you can do that with the flat Earth, then produce the model. Give me the predictions. Let's submit it to peer review.
Oh, yeah, submit it to a bunch of guys who have built their entire careers around the globe. They're really going
to
accept
it. Submit it to me. Submit it to anybody that can prove you wrong.
Exactly.
If you're wrong.
The thing is here.
This is the way the peer review works. If we can't prove you wrong, we have to admit, hey, you know, we tried and we couldn't prove you wrong.
Imagine
but I've already
this,
done that a couple of times this evening.
And people understand that if I were to prove that the Earth was flat, that it means that your whole idea of atheism is ridiculous, which it is.
Okay, first of all, it has nothing. We're not going to go down that road.
Hold on. He's just revealed his hand.
All right.
Why would my idea of atheism be ridiculous?
Because it depends on the age of the Earth. It depends on so many things.
Atheism depends on the end of the Earth?
Why would a god have anything to do with my understanding of the age of the Earth?
Yeah, I don't understand that
one
either.
You said it was with the flat Earth, that it's a created entity.
You said if the Earth was flat, then it would disprove atheism, meaning that it would prove the existence of a god?
How does that leap of logic work?
That's what atheism is the position that the theists are incorrect when they claim there's a god.
Are they? How about theists or what about deists?
Are deists claiming there's a god?
Yes.
Okay. Then deists and theists are incorrect when they're claiming they're a god.
I don't see how one proposition has shit
okay,
to
so
do with the other proposition.
Okay, so atheism is the position that those who pretend to know what they don't know and stress facts that are not facts and claim that there are gods when there's no evidence of such things, we say you can't make those assertions without evidence to back them.
Okay,
so
but then you're
saying
getting
that if the Earth was flat, then that would prove my position on atheism wrong. And the only way that atheism can be wrong is if there is a god. So you're saying that proving that the Earth is flat would prove there's a god?
Right, because the whole idea of
is
the
God the
Earth
only way that the Earth
is...
can be flat?
What?
Is God the only way that the Earth can be flat?
Yeah, that's
yes,
that.
It certainly doesn't exist
I have to wonder why you said you didn't believe in any religion at the beginning of this.
Because I think all religions are made by man, just like the religion of scientism. Same thing.
There's no religion of scientism. That's a lie that is told only by theists.
I'm not a theist, so I don't know.
Well, you just told the same lie.
Are you a deist? Are you a deist?
And you apparently believe that there is a god, since you say that the Earth is flat.
Sure, but I don't like to say
that. And
that
is proof that a god has to exist.
Well, hang on. You don't like to say
it, believe in a god,
Jared.
I don't like to say it because people like.
And you tell the same lie that scientism is a religion.
Scientism
even though
it
works exactly opposite of all religions.
Jaron, you do believe God
exists. It is not faith-based.
Jaron,
it has to be verified and tested.
Hang on, one second.
Critical analysis, not faith. And authority is worthless.
Jaronism, you believe at least one God exists, right, Jaronism?
That's what you base your entire thing off of.
Jared, I mean, what are you saying?
You base your entire beliefs off of authority and off
everything. I don't base any of my beliefs on authority at all.
So you have objectionable evidence for me to see that the Big Bang is real?
Yes.
Objectively verifiable.
Yes, yeah, objectively verifiable. It's called the cosmic microwave background radiation.
That's because
the cosmic redshift.
And the redshift, cosmological redshift.
However, neither of those things has anything to do with the topic we're talking about right now.
Well, again, it's a rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
Neither of them.
Yep.
Neither of them has anything to do with the topic we're talking about right now.
They absolutely do because you keep
saying they absolutely do not. They are a red herring to get away from this topic that you can't defend. No. We'd be talking about whether the Earth is a sphere, not where it came from.
You would prove credibility.
So we don't
and
have
the
to worry about
trash.
The Big Bang if we're talking about whether the Earth is a sphere.
The credibility
even if it was a steady state universe, the Earth would still be a sphere, and we'd still be able to verify that. Steady state, Big Bang doesn't make any difference. Either model, the Earth is still a sphere. Why can't you focus on that?
When's the last time a human being took a picture of the Earth then? If it's a sphere, I just want to talk to a human being that took a photograph.
A human being took a picture of the Earth, well, that would be earlier this year. But that's part of the conspiracy.
Yeah,
they've had
photos from space that people have took for a long time. We have one last question.
Why do we have all the red herrings? Why don't we have
Yeah, we have too many red herrings. We're going to get to questions because this is more red herring. Okay, so another question that Sean Hufford asked to Jaron, because he wants to know, he said, because you said you don't refuse a discussion. He says that you refused the first debate with Red's rhetoric. You couldn't meet his first two conditions and added a final condition that Red's had to show his face. Is that true?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So you wouldn't have a discussion with him unless Red's showed his face.
Yeah, I don't really appreciate people who don't show.
You're not even on camera, and you're.
I've been on camera many times. So,
but why does that matter? Somebody shows their face or not to the shape of the Earth? I don't understand
because
that.
Because that guy, Red's rhetoric goes around cussing people out, acting real tough.
That doesn't change his argument.
Hold on, can I talk? So when you say rude things to people that you wouldn't say in public, you wouldn't say to somebody in person. Then if you're protected anonymity, are you gonna let me talk or what?
Go ahead.
Okay, when somebody's protected by the anonymity of the internet, then they can get away with saying anything. I don't think it's very impressive.
But it doesn't change what he says. It doesn't change the quantity and quality of what he says.
The entire conversation, it has nothing to do with the topic at hand. Let's get back to
you still have to deal with the argument, regardless whether it was said by Charlie Brown or a sock puppet.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's the strength of the argument.
Exactly. Sure. It's the strength of the argument, not the person revealing their face on camera. It has no relevancy
because everybody sees my face and they all know who the fuck I am.
Yeah, and he's probably the exact same way in person. From what I understand, I know dozens and dozens of people that know Arn in real life.
Unless you kick on your webcam, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Well, you can look on tons of videos. I'm all over the place.
I'm great. I'm glad that you have tons of videos. I have 500 some odd videos on my behalf, and I'm not, as you are, hated by everybody.
No, I've seen that. You can see me anytime you want. You can go look. You can ask me to turn my. If I had my camera plugged in, I would turn it on.
It doesn't really matter because, as I said, it's the strength of the argument, or in this case, the lack thereof.
Okay. And if you don't think that it's that you shouldn't debate anybody, so if somebody came to you and they're just some screen name, their name is I don't know, Atheist Hater, and they come and they want to debate you, and they're just going to mouth off and call you a bunch of names. They're calling you your wife names. They're calling you names. You don't think it's important that they at least identify themselves if they want to go and publicly have a debate with you?
What I have stated publicly and what I've posted on my blog is that I won't debate anybody who nominates themselves.
Right.
What I will do is if a collective of people
You're interrupting the answer to ask the question.
What I have explained previously in my blog is what I will do is I'll debate anybody. If a group of people says this person represents us, and thus by beating that person in a debate, which is the only option, then I will also have beaten them.
That is true. That has been a long-standing thing that he's had for quite some time. So here we're going to be wrapping this up. So let me leave it with this. Half the audience is flat earthers seems to be in the live chat. We have 880 some odd people watching, and a lot of them are.
Hey guys.
I just want to throw this question out there. I mean, I've noticed that it's a very scary thing that's happening in this country right now. in that we used to have the middle of the road belief where everybody had the idea that, you know, science was something that's real and demonstrable, and you'd be a fool if you were to reject science. But everybody also had this idea that when you die, you somehow go somewhere. And that's been changing. And statistically, right now, we have atheism on the rise in every state, while religion is in a state of decline in every state. But simultaneously, we also have religious extremism on the rise, and that's creationism and that's flat earthism, both on the rise. So the only way that, those two statistics can be correct at the same time is if there's a division, and roughly, and it's between 46 and 52% that people are walking away from science, or excuse me, walking away from religion altogether, and people are walking away from science altogether to religious extremism, including, you know, where you have to deny reality in favor of scripture. And it's not just denying the age of the earth, it's also denying the shape of the earth. So I have to wonder, what is the appeal of this ludicrous religious belief that causes you to deny the reality that we can all demonstrate?
Because it's not a reality like you would describe. You're describing reality as in we experience it. You will never, Arond, experience
it's being now, Arond.
Arond.
No wonder you can't get the shape of the earth right. You can't pronounce his name correctly for the 50 times. Yeah. Arond.
I can verify that to you.
Okay,
even
hold on a second.
For satisfaction, I can prove my position.
Okay, because people are living in a place where they've been told what exists outside of them, right? How far they can see, the universe around them, the planets that they see. People actually are trying to go to Mars, that they think it's a good idea to go to Mars, where you can't exist. There's nothing to eat. There's nothing to drink. You have to wear a suit. I mean, there's so many much ridiculous nonsense that we should be taking care of the Earth first. And yet,
we should be taking care of the Earth first. Yes.
Okay. And people are doling out $52 million a day to NASA to lie to your face. What has NASA done?
Nobody
in the last
is doling out any money to have NASA lie to us, nor is NASA lying to us.
Yeah. Oh, NASA's never lied? Okay.
All right. So we're going to be wrapping
NASA
this up.
NASA is not lying to us.
We're going to be wrapping this up. It's not going anywhere.
So you believe. Okay. So the.
Now, Jared,
I mean, that's just crazy. So
we're done. We're done. We're done. Kyle and I are done.
Evidence that I do. Likewise, NASA is not lying.
Guys, you're killing me here.
And if I were to say that someone is lying, I would do as I have already done this evening and verified where you are has stated something that is incorrect, and then show how you knew it to be correct when you said it.
What's obvious and what I think people will see is that the vehemence and like belligerence that science has inspired in popular culture is obviously disturbing. It's disgusting.
Anyone all right, we're done here.
Again,
we're done here. If I have to leave
apparent.
The Skype and start a thing with Kyle, we're gonna leave the Skype call.
Obviously.
We're done here. Okay, we're done.
I mean, it offers the public an
Jaronism.
Idiotic and ridiculous.
We're done. Okay, stop.
Guys,
Jesus.
Yeah,
thank you, Arn. I want to thank you. Yeah. Please accept. Yeah. You know, obviously, apologies that it wasn't
said that Jaronism was woefully dishonest and frustratingly so, and he has lived up to that reputation. I will commend him because I don't believe he has any sincerity whatsoever. This is all a stupid game, and he's part of the Poe act.
Why would anybody
but
do
he
that?
Does play it well.
Why would anybody do that? It's so ridiculous to say that. Like,
why does anybody poll the internet? And yet, look how many people do.
How many
why,
people what?
Why do trolls exist
yeah,
on the internet?
Yeah, exactly.
It makes no fucking sense to me, but there's a hell of a lot of people who do, and that's all in the world that you are. That's what the the flat earth movement
is
all
this
about.
Is the defense.
Fucking trolls denying the defensible reality.
All right.
Well, if you accept what you've been told is reality, if you could accept that
I can prove that what I'm told is reality, and you cannot
you can spin, you're a spinning ball and spin.
All right. So anyways. So if people want, so if anybody, if people want to,
you're here out of nothing. Everything.
Jaronism.
I'm muting. I'm not doing anything more until somebody asks me a direct question.
Yeah, Jaron.
Ask you a question.
Stop.
Where did everything come from? Everything came from nothing.
Jaron. If I
have to. Everything came from nothing.
Jaron.
That's a whole other discussion.
Okay, we're gonna. I tell you what.
No, nothing ever came from nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Everything.
He's just trolling at this point.
Hello, I'm speaking here.
But he's trolling you.
I have a question.
Video.
He said, ask him a direct question.
I've already
got
a video about everything coming from nothing. No.
It's a good video, too.
Did not come from nothing, and I've been very, very explicitly clear about that.
Yeah, he did a good video on it.
Did the Big Bang create everything that is in one split second?
No.
How does it work?
That's going to be another topic of discussion that's unrelated to this. He did a great video on it. If you want to go to Aaron Ross' channel and watch it, his video on the universe from nothing. It was a very, very good video. For you know, I watched it prior to him even making it.
Killer jacket too.
So for,
killer jacket.
The outfit. Amazing. So this is fabulous.
Can I say one thing to leave? I'm just going to say that Richard Feynman said that I don't mind not knowing, and the mystery of it all is the best part, and I'd rather live not knowing than to live thinking I knew what I had, and I had the wrong answers. And that's what I feel like you guys all think. You're going to die thinking you had the right answer.
You would take your own advice.
Okay, great.
Instead of pretending that you know what all the experts do not know, or that you know somehow more than the experts do,
if I pretended that I knew,
or that
then
you
I
know that everything that we can demonstrate to be true is somehow false. I wish that you had the integrity to follow the advice you're advocating.
I'm sure that an atheist would really just accept flat Earth based on a few things that I say in this.
So again,
you have an admission
that the only reason you're holding to the flat Earth is because of your religious belief.
I think that's what it boils down to. Yes.
Yep.
What?
I think you literally boiled it down to the fact that if you're not atheist, you should accept flat Earth. That is a religious belief now at this point.
If you're not atheist, then you should accept flat Earth. I said that.
That's what
you criticized atheists as being the ones that hold that the Earth is round.
Right.
And you said that the flat Earth would prove a God.
Right. Exactly. You just said that.
You believe that the Earth is flat, then you believe in a God. You are not an atheist yourself.
So you are a theist, right, Jaron? You're a theist, right? You're a theist. You're a theist.
Depends. I don't. Theist is more describing like a I don't know the Christian.
Do you believe that there's a divine being that we'll call a God that exists, that created the earth?
There is a life giving spirit. Yep.
We'll call that a God.
If you believe that any magical anthropomorphic immortal actually exists, then yes, we'll call that a theist.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Okay, but I mean, deism is really the belief that that God does not.
That's fine. Deism is a form of theism, unless you're dealing with classical theism.
We don't need to talk about the subtleties. You believe in a magical anthropomorphic immortal that, by the way, does not exist, and you believe that for wholly vacuous reasons, and you have zero evidence to support that.
The evidence is all around you.
And by the way, I just want to throw this out.
The evidence is all around me that the Earth is a sphere, and that your God is made up.
I want to throw this out there, by the way, because the camera adds pounds, but I'm proud of this. I've actually lost 20 pounds since I started my diet. I'm now a size 38. Fuck off.
It has nothing to do with this conversation.
Yeah, you're right. Neither does anything that you've been saying for the last two hours.
It was the joke.
Somebody had mentioned in the, for coming on.
Well, and I really thought that he was going to want to listen to at least some of the reasons why.
I've been begging for some of the reasons. No, you have not.
You don't want the reasons. You want facts and evidence.
You
hold on.
For those
hold
reasons.
On.
The thing
you
is, we're just going to have to
I have to say this.
Just
you,
cut.
You simply have acted
because we're not getting to a point where.
Right. I know. So, anyways, thank you for joining us, people. And we'll be having the after show on my channel in about 15 minutes. I don't know who the hell is going to show up. Flat Earthers are welcome. I will give Flat Earthers more than enough opportunity to make an argument. But I'll tell you right now, rhetoric is not a fucking argument, okay? So I want to thank everybody who I want to thank everybody who watched this.
Almost a thousand people were watching.
Neither did I ever imply that. I said what I can personally demonstrate to be true.
You cannot personally demonstrate.
Kyle, thank you, my friend. You did a wonderful job setting this up. Say goodnight to people, Kyle.
You cannot because you don't have any facts,
Kyle.
You have empty assertions based on your belief in fucking magic.
Kyle, wave goodbye.
5 trillion miles.
Wave goodnight to everybody.
That's it.
Good night, guys.
Keep looking at the stars.
Good. You don't believe in any reality. Everybody who knows better than you is wrong. You don't know any of the answers. You have no model. You have no facts. You have no evidence. But everybody's wrong, and you know better than they do. Gotcha.
Okay.
I get it.
Because
now I understand why
you can see 25 trillion miles. You call that a fact?
I call a fact everything that is objectively verifiable true.
So you can see 25 trillion miles, and that's a fact?
I'm not even talking about that.
I'm asking you that. You're just making things up.
I'm not going down rabbit holes. I'm only talking about what I can prove. And you're talking about shit you can't. So you have to deflect however you can because that's part of your game because you're part of the hoax
of
the flat Earth joke.
Oh, by the way, I want to give us some record. And Aaron, please. Are you still under the impression that every flat earther out there is a Poe or at least the vast, vast majority? Do you still have
the vast majority? I have met two.
Okay.
Who are what? One of them was an idiot, and the other one clinically insane.
Okay, But I think it's a very high number. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I know a lot of flat earthers, and I think that there are quite a few that actually believe it. But they are far and few between.
It's a choice It's a choice whether they're stupid.
These travelers
whether
are
they're dishonest.
These travelers
and in the
hoax.
previous case, the previous conversation that I had with a flat earther, that guy was definitely dishonest. The last flat earther I talked to had such a catatonic comprehension that reasoning with him was like trying to wake up Ben Carson.
Okay, I'm
talking to right now.
Yeah,
this guy's just dishonest.
I'm being inundated with messages that is blowing up my computer. Is going to freeze here. I will give out the link to people. Message me on Twitter or Facebook. I'm doing it as a regular hangout, so there's only room for 10, and I'm sure Kyle wants to join. So, you know, message me early, but I'm trying to get at least a couple flat earthers. I want to get their positions on it. But if there's a flat earther out there that actually has evidence that they want to bring to the table, I'm happy to evaluate it with a group of people. I'm sorry, but I
just fit the definition of evidence.
Yeah, something to be evaluated. Good night, guys. Thank you, Aaron.
I bid you good night. I'm out of here. Yeah. I'm not listening to another.
Can I start drinking if this is over? Is that cool?
I've already had three, and my stuff is good.
You got good stuff. You do like 11% shit.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right, thanks, buddy. And good night, audience. We love you all.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Jaronism, for coming on. I hate that we're having to cut it off, but I mean, if we don't cut it off, then it will never end.
Agreed.